You're listening to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Yeah. Let's take them back. Coming up, I was confused. My mommy kissing a girl. Confusion occurs coming up in the cold world. Daddy ain't around, probably out committing felonies. My favorite rapper used to sing, check out my melody. I wanna live good, so shit, I sell dope for a four-finger ring. One of them gold ropes. Nana told me if I pass, I get a sheepskin coat. If I can move a few packs, I get the hat. Now that'd be dope. Tossed and turned in my sleep that night. Woke up the next morning, niggas just stole my bike. Different day, same shit, ain't nothing good in the hood. I run away from this bitch and never come back if I could. Needed a love and the underdogs on top. And I'm gon' shine, homie, until my heart stops.
Go ahead and envy me. I'm Raps MVP, and I ain't going nowhere, so you can get to know me.
Needed a love and the underdogs on top. And I'm gon' shine, homie, until my heart stops.
Go ahead and envy me. I'm Raps MVP, and I ain't going nowhere, so you can get to know me.
On the grill of my lowrider, guns on both sides, right above the gold wires, I 4-5 them. Kill a nigga on my song and really do it, that's the true meaning of a ghost rider. 10 G to take your daughter out of Air Forces. Believe you me, homie, I know all about losses. I'm from Compton, where the wrong colors, be cautious. One phone call, I had your body dumped in Marcy. I stay strapped like car seats, been banging since my little nigga Rob got killed for his Barclays. That's 10 years, I told Pooh in 95, I'll kill you if you try me for my Air Max 95s. Told Banks when I met him, I'ma ride, and if I gotta die, rather homicide. I ain't had 50 cent when my grandmama died. Now I'm going back to Cali with my Jacob on. See how time fly.
The underdogs on top. And I'm gon' shine, homie, until my heart stops.
Go ahead and envy me. I'm Raps MVP, and I ain't going nowhere, so you can get to know me.
Needed a love with the underdogs on top. And I'm gon' shine, homie, until my heart stops.
Go ahead and envy me. I'm Raps MVP, and I ain't going nowhere, so you can get to know me.
From the beginning to the end, lose is lose, win is win. This is real, we ain't got to pretend. The cold world that we in, it's full of pressure and pain. Enough of me, nigga, now listen to game.
Used to see 5-0 throw the crack by the bench. Now I'm fucking with 5-0, it's all starting to make sense. My mom's happy, she ain't gotta pay the rent. And she got a red bow on that brand new bench. Waiting on shot money to land, sitting in the range. Thinking how they spent $30 million on airplanes when his kid's starving. Pockets going and Brenda still throwing babies in the garbage. I wanna know what's going on, like I hear Marvin. No school books, they use that wood to build coffins. Whenever I'm in the booth and I get exhausted, I think, what if Marie Baker got that abortion? I love you,
Ma. Underdogs on top. And I'm gon' shine, homie, until my heart stops.
Go ahead and be me. I'm Raps MVP, and I ain't going nowhere, so you can get to know me.
Needed a love with the underdogs on top. And I'm gon' shine, homie, until my heart stops.
Go ahead and be me. I'm Raps MVP, and I ain't going nowhere, so you can get to know me.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com. Please Skype in. Our Skype name is Jersey Jerks. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Shoot us an email, jerseyjerks@riotcast.com. And don't forget to go on the website, donate some money, riotcast.com/jerseyjerks. And, man, I can't
win. You're vibrating
it off. Yeah. It's my fucking ringtone. Don't forget to download the Riotcast app if you have an iPhone.
I don't know what the fuck that was.
It's the comet. It's the comet.
The comet.
Yeah, remember when they landed a satellite on that comet?
They recorded. Never heard it. I never heard it.
Okay, a couple weeks ago they landed it.
Yeah. No, I never heard the sound. I heard about the comet.
Oh, okay. I mean, I can play it for you.
Yeah, put it up to the mic.
I will. Yeah, so
they sound like a frog.
They recorded audio of what the fucking comet sounds like. It's pretty badass.
Is that it?
Yeah, man. Sound.
Reddit. Okay. Is that where the speaker is, where the camera is?
Yeah. Right? Isn't it?
No.
Okay.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is that the Predator? Yeah, right? It's like my sleep apnea.
It's like a woodpecker.
Exactly.
People said woodpecker in a wind tunnel.
I don't know what a wind tunnel sounds like. I guess that.
So, yeah, that's the...
I think that's that comment, man. I think they made it up. I don't think that's really the sound.
Yeah, just
why the
like
fuck
we,
would they make that up?
Just like they made up that we landed on the moon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think they did. Studio. I don't think... Yeah, that shit don't look real at all. How the fuck does the flag part not move? Was it made of cardboard?
That's true.
Like, if there's no gravity, shouldn't the flag be like this?
You would think, right?
Yeah. But no, it was perfect square. Didn't even flap or nothing.
Isn't the flag still on the moon?
I would imagine it
would
disintegrate.
Unless space trash knocked it off its, you know.
I thought people can see.
But don't you think it's kind of odd that the flag is perfect, like...
Well, maybe it is cardboard. Maybe it's not just like
a
waving
flag. Well, explain that then. You know, they never said that. I mean, they were like, we planted the flag. And you even see them when they were doing it, like the flag never moved. So I'm like, all right, is that like a cardboard flag? Or like, what is that? You know, I just like to know. Because no gravity on a regular flag, the flag would be like up. You know, like the flag part would go up.
I guess.
Right?
Maybe.
There's no gravity up there. So right. Of course. If they don't have those jets, right? Is that how they keep
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, maybe not. I don't know. Maybe like the flag doesn't weigh enough for it to be going, you know, down towards the moon.
It was done at a Hollywood studio,
right? That's what I'm thinking. Like even the shadowing's kind of off too. You know, it's like, wait a minute, that doesn't look
kind of
right.
Weird.
Yeah,
I agree.
Yeah,
I concur.
From these pictures, it looks like he said it that way.
And why? Why haven't we been back since? Like, why in the 60s only?
It's a waste of fucking money.
Yeah, well, you, up there. What are you
our government doesn't waste money as it is? Like, Christ, we own fucking, you know, almost all the oil on this planet. Well, we stole it anyway. But.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, I mean, we should have plenty of money. At least the government should, not us. They take it from us. They take it from everybody. And then, you know, they pocket it and they do whatever they want with it. Now, fuck the space program this year. I think this year we're all going to get, you know, the most expensive cars on the planet, jets, you know, park them in our driveways.
I don't know, man. I don't believe the internet a lot, so.
Really? Because that was like your big go-to for a long time. Actually, recently.
Yeah, it's like wrong all the time.
Well, I mean, you can't believe everything you read.
No, and I have to, it becomes annoying.
That you have to research for the truth?
For the truth, yeah. So I've just like kind of given up. I just read books now.
Stop taking your news articles from Facebook.
I go to Huffington Post and shit. I go to like, you would think, reputable news sources.
Well, I mean, Huffington Post tries to print.
Yeah,
truth.
They're usually good,
but
sometimes
then if they,
but
if they find something wrong, they retract it later.
They
so.
Do. They're really good for that.
But that's stupid. Like, that doesn't do anything for you. If you read a story that you thought was true, and then 2 days later they retract it, it's not like you get an email saying, hey, I know you read the story. We retracted it.
I know. Man, it's life. It sucks right now.
That's why I stick with The Onion.
Oh, yeah.
Just like 8 million sites like The Onion now.
I know.
Oh yeah,
and
Daily Kern.
They're not even funny. They just post like stupid shit.
Yeah. I like The Onion though.
That was the comment.
Yeah. Sound like the Predator.
That's exactly what it was. It was your comment.
It does kind of sound like the Predator. My roommate always says that.
That's sleep apnea.
Sounds like when I have gas on a wooden bench in church.
On a pew.
Yeah.
That's like the worst name for a bench, a pew. I guess after all the farts on it, it makes sense.
Yeah,
nothing sounds better than a fart in church on those things. So.
Seriously,
no,
the fucking acoustics in the church are the bomb. The bomb. Just fucking, I just remember as a kid, like, we'd have to go to church during school, like, on a Wednesday, and it was funny because, like, that's when everyone had gas, like, everybody was farting, and we just, the whole time we'd be laughing, like, the nuns would get so pissed off, man, they were just, like, they don't fart. I'm sure wherever they live it probably smells like fucking anchovies cunt.
Oh, God.
Like, I don't know what the fuck they're bitching about, but.
Those were the days back in Catholic school.
I don't know about that. Shit was kind of rough, dude.
I had a ball. Fuck it.
I saw a preview for the next Jurassic Park movie that's coming out.
I didn't realize they were making another one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks badass.
You think so?
I think it looks good. I didn't see one where they showed the actual, like, big dinosaur.
Yes, I did.
Oh, yeah? What did it look like?
Well, the one, did you see the one that jumped out of the water? It
was that was
SeaWorld
insane.
Version of it.
Yeah, that was weird.
So, I mean, it's kind of...
Well,
it's
that's what it's called, tacky. Jurassic World, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they reopened the park, and now there's, like, millions of people that go there at once, basically, and it goes ape shit at some point. I don't know how.
What a surprise.
Right. It's like...
It didn't make sense to reopen the park after what happened the last three times.
Right.
And I think they, like, made hybrid dinosaurs in, like, a laboratory.
Yeah. Yeah. Seems better.
Yeah, they genetically whatever dinosaurs, modified dinosaur. I don't know. It's just some bullshit.
We all know how that story ends.
Right. I mean,
I think it looks good, though. I think it looks entertaining.
The very first one blew my mind when I saw it.
Yeah, it was because,
you know, it was like
ever.
Nothing's ever been done like this before. This well, anyway.
Hell yeah, it was awesome. Right. Still awesome and holds up well.
It's got to suck for you that you believe there's no dinosaurs.
I believe there's dinosaurs. Now we spoke about this.
Oh, okay. Because you've never seen a dinosaur bone in your life.
I still haven't.
Most of us haven't. Although they dug one up not too far from here.
I know.
You
I
see
heard that?
The other mall or some shit?
Yeah, a whole fucking, supposedly a whole dinosaur.
Really?
Yeah.
Who would have thought in this shithole?
And like the biggest dinosaur like in this area ever.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, there were dinosaurs in Jersey.
It's a Guido dinosaur.
Yeah, exactly.
A fucking mohawk.
It was driving
chains.
Camaro.
Oh my God.
Had a tracksuit on.
Yeah. Had like an Adidas velour
tracksuit. Looked like Molly Walnuts.
Yeah. Like Cox Sportif.
Yeah.
Fucking tracksuit.
I'm breaking your balls.
Was hamburger beef hanging out the chest?
Fuck.
Dinosaurs. Fuck out Jersey.
I mean, I could see dinosaurs. Can you imagine if dinosaurs acted like the people, the way the people act in their states now? You know, like any dinosaurs that were in Mississippi hated the darker skinned dinosaurs, you know? There goes another one. Get him.
Well, it was the carnivores versus the herbivores.
But they were omnivores, too.
Oh, see?
They were the Chinese.
Yeah.
It was like the Latin Kings, the Bloods, the Crips.
The Niners, the One Niners.
The One Niners.
The Sons of Anarchy. Yeah, I saw a couple previews for some movies coming out this year. Or
I saw that one.
Next year. I saw the Avengers one, the newest trailer. That looks pretty good. I still haven't seen the Batman Superman one yet. I'm still waiting for that teaser to come out.
Yeah, nothing yet.
Nothing.
Yeah. Is that next year or is that 16?
15.
Huh? Nice.
Yeah. They're, I forget what, I don't remember if they said beginning, early summer or late summer. I don't remember. But yeah, there's a couple good movies coming out next year. I'm still psyched over what you guys talked about last week with the whole Joker thing, Suicide Squad. I can't wait to see more. I was looking that up. I was like, wow, look at that. You know?
It looks like it's going to be good.
Yeah. Yeah. Give me a reason to go back to the movie theater because I hardly ever go. I want to see Horrible Bosses too. I hear it's funny.
Yeah, it looks funny.
Yeah. How can you not see it? The first one was so fucking good. Although, I have a feeling it's not going to be as good as the first one.
They never are, but...
They are.
Once in a blue moon, you'll find one. It's like, oh, it was actually pretty fucking good.
Hopefully, they just don't like play off the first one and just do the same
kind of like the way,
movie.
Kind of like the way the Hangover movies did.
Yeah,
God,
and it just got tired.
It really did. The third one was almost unwatchable for me.
I don't even remember it. I know
I
watched
hardly
it,
remember,
but
it.
I don't even like what happened.
I don't even think I think at some point in the third one, I stopped paying attention. Like I think I was playing on my phone or something.
Yeah, like where were they? I really don't remember anything about it.
They were in Tijuana for a minute, and then they went back to Vegas.
Oh.
Yeah.
Who are they trying to save?
They're trying to track down Mr. Chow.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Toodaloo, motherfucker.
That they're done with that, right? I hope they are.
Why? At the end of the third one, Zach Galifianakis marries, what's her name?
Oh, Melissa McCarthy.
Can you imagine she's in it?
Yeah.
She's funny as fuck.
It better just be them two, though. Just leave all the rest of them out. I don't want to see the other ones anymore.
Make like a spinoff.
Yeah. She's fucking hysterical.
See, I liked all three of them. Obviously, the first one was the best one, mm-hmm. but I liked all three of them. I thought they were all funny.
Yeah. The second one was funny, but not as funny as the first one. I was shocked at how good it was.
Yeah, I like, was like, I laughed. Right.
I was like, wow, this is really good. But I don't know. The second one kind of started tapering off, and the third one was just like, oh, fuck.
I don't even remember it at all. Me neither. Like when you just said he married Melissa McCarthy, I had no
idea. I remember her now that she was in it. She was, wasn't she like at the pawn shop or something?
Yeah, she was at the pawn shop.
Yeah. She was yelling at her mother. She's a funny bitch.
Man. She is funny. She's good in, what was that movie with Identity Thief?
Oh, with Jason Bateman. Yeah.
Yeah, she was good in that.
She like took off, thought he wouldn't catch up to her. What are you, a Kenyan? No, you're just fat. I heard that one movie she just did bombed. Tammy.
Oh, yeah.
I heard it bombed.
Yeah. Like, it didn't look
so
good.
Bad. No, it didn't look good. That's the thing. It's almost like she's like, ah, fuck it, I'll do it. You know, she's already getting paid out the ass.
She just did one with that movie that came out with Ghostbuster. What's his name?
Ghostbuster.
Bill Murray.
Oh, yeah. I didn't really. I saw a couple commercials.
What the fuck is it? I don't even remember.
It's about a kid, right? Like him and his kid.
He's got to watch his neighbor.
And he's like a total piece of shit.
Yeah.
I mean, that's interesting. I'd watch that once it comes out on cable. Yeah. Again, it's not something I'd run out to the theater to watch.
You know, it's up for all those awards and shit.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's those film festivals. It's like one of those indie flicks. Yeah.
It's low budget.
Of course. I mean,
is it a funny movie?
It's supposed to be, okay. Yeah. Comedy / drama, but mostly, you know.
Comedy.
Dramedy, whatever they call it.
Black comedy? Dark comedy?
Is that
is
what
it
is?
Is it dark comedy?
I think so.
Well, who's that shit's who's in it? Denzel?
My nigga.
Yeah. You just live here.
I wish somebody could do a Denzel impersonation.
Oh man, there's one dude on YouTube. I don't remember his name.
Is he doing it like one of the Def Jams?
Yes, he does. And then he incorporates. It's Denzel works in like a restaurant.
The restaurant. He asked for the ketchup.
The hot sauce. Yeah, hot sauce. And then he incorporates what's his name, Morgan Freeman,
mm-hmm.
and a couple other actors. And I'm like, and he does like this whole skit. It's really good. So let me get, you got no hot sauce? Like he starts talking real low and then he gets crazy. And and then you hear Morgan Freeman come in and oh man, it's great. I forgot the guy's name. I think he's like Daryl something. I don't know. You just look up, if you look up a Denzel impersonation, like 10 of his same video, but 10 of them will show up and then you'll have like random shit.
Yeah, he was good.
Very good. Yeah.
He's tough. It's a tough impersonation to do.
Yeah, I'm not black. I think every impersonation is tough to do.
Yeah.
I don't think there's a clear-cut one. Like, I can't wait for someone to be, like, super famous that sounds just like me normally. Because I will, you know what I'm saying? Because I will just base my life around that impression. Be like, I could just be me. It's never going to happen. It just sucks. And I don't even sound like anybody either. So I can't even get a head start with one, especially now since you got me sick, miss.
Stop blaming your problems on me.
It's all your fault. You touched my box. No, you put your fingers in my cigarette box to dig for my lighter.
I don't feel like that ever happened.
Yeah,
I think
it
kept sitting on top of your head.
He actually said it. Yeah, I said it. I was like, because you were like, where the second smoke you went to get. You're like, where's your lighter? I was like, it's inside. And then I hit me. I was like, oh. And then you like reached your hands in. And I was like, watch, now I'm going to get sick because you're touching all my cigarettes. And you're like, oh, well. Oh, well.
Hey, if it wasn't me, it was going to be somebody else.
No one else is sick but you.
Not yet, but they will be.
I know, but I was just sick. I'm still sick. Like, I had a really rough weekend in the beginning of the week. I've been coughing up a rainbow of mucus.
Ew.
Yeah.
I still have mad shit in my lungs. I can't get it out.
You've had it since we met you.
I feel better, but there's something going on.
You sound better than last week. Yeah. Last week, you were like just one big runny nose.
Last week, I should have probably not come. I was probably
out. You were, yeah. You were pretty bad.
Yeah, yeah. We're all dying.
And now I'm okay.
Yeah.
But me. I still got shit in my lungs. Like, I have to keep coughing up, and it's clear.
Is it?
Again.
Not
yeah,
mine.
So I'm like, what the fuck?
It was like yellow, green, brown. Jeez. Like, right, right. It's awesome.
I'm not getting shit up.
Not even pretty colors is a good one.
If it starts turning in pretty colors, you should go to the doctor.
No, I'll take pictures of it. Put it on fucking Facebook.
And be like,
for
I hock up rainbow.
Yeah, look at this shit. Fucking glittery purple.
You know that there's pills that you can take that make your poop glittery?
Fuck off.
Mm-hmm.
You serious?
Yeah, there are these like capsules.
Because I remember back in the day when I used to drink Goldschlager. Sometimes it'd be a gold flake or two on my turd.
Yeah.
The golden turd.
Yeah, it would be kind of funny, too, because you see it, like, glistening off the turd as it sinks to the bottom.
Now you can take pills to make your poop glittery.
Why would anybody want to do that?
Well, they have pills. They got pills for all kinds of weird shit. Like, they have pills to make your jizz taste like fruit flavors.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Can you just do that with pineapple juice?
Yeah, you could take pineapple juice if you don't want it to taste like shit. That's, you know, but... Apparently, there's pills that make your jizz taste like
fruit
flavors.
Any flavor you want.
I yeah, gotta be like, honest. I don't give a fuck what my jizz tastes like.
I don't either. But
fucking eating it.
But I don't either. But it's fucking funny as shit, though. I think it's funny. Like just like I think it's funny that you can fucking bedazzle your shit.
Yeah.
Like that's kind of funny
it's
too.
It's like novelty
vajazzle.
Stuff.
Vajazzle. Yeah. Yeah, I think that's hilarious.
I guess that's something you get
well,
from somebody who has that.
I'll tell you what's the best fucking invention. There's this like little like liquid that you do I think it's one drop in the toilet before you shit.
Poopery.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's like it's out of stock. every site you go on, it's like out of stock. It's I should buy stock in this shit because it's like flying off the shelves.
Yeah.
Literally, after you take a shit, you don't smell it. Like it. It puts this film, I guess, over the water. So once your turd drops in the water, it just smells like the scent.
But isn't the smell part of the fun?
Oh, my God.
Not when it's somebody else's turd.
It's still funny.
You always like to smell your own brand.
Like when you walk into a bathroom, a public restroom, you walk in, you're just like, oh, what the fuck?
That's not enjoyable for me at all.
It's funny.
You like the smell of your own shit?
No, I mean, everybody enjoys their own shit.
I don't.
Yeah, no. I'm not a big fan, dude. I gotta be honest with you.
It's always weird when your shit smells like exactly like something you just
that's
ate.
That's where I'm going with
like
that.
Like when you eat like Taco Bell and you take a shit and it smells exactly like what you just ate.
I would throw up if that happened.
I hate Taco Bell.
I would vomit everywhere. Oh, God. That's
really?
So gross. Yeah.
Yours doesn't taste like spaghetti. Yours doesn't smell like SpaghettiOs and Gushers.
You don't sit around long enough to get the whip. You just like poop.
No, man, I'm in
and out.
In and out. Yeah.
10:30 to 10:30.
That's right.
It usually doesn't smell. Sometimes it does. Today it did. Because I drank a lot last
night. It usually doesn't smell?
Not really.
What are you
Or are you just immune to it, maybe? That's
I don't
odd
like
that
it smells.
It just sits in your body, and then once it comes out, nothing comes out with it.
I don't really eat anything that's that bad for me that would make it smell.
I'm not saying that, but it's inside your body. I mean, your body's, you know.
Your body's clean, I guess.
That's
the funniest thing you've ever said.
Fuck you.
No, but you got, like, all those gases and stuff in your body. It comes out.
It's naturally not going to smell good.
Right.
It doesn't smell like anything, usually. It doesn't even smell like you... Like someone pooped in there.
Sounds like someone yacked.
Today it did, and I was so hungover that I thought I was going to throw up. I was like, oh, why?
You were hungover today?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus, what did you do last night?
I went to New York.
Oh, yeah, you fucking left a voicemail.
I did.
We couldn't understand a word you said.
I know, we were in the tunnel.
That was actually, the most surprising part is that you got a signal.
But
we couldn't understand. We heard Industrial Revolution, I think, twice.
Yes.
But that was it. Like, nothing before or after.
We were all screaming.
Why? What happened? Did you see the Industrial Revolution in the tunnel?
Oh, no. Like, it's so fucking weird. All right. Me, Kim, and our friend Will were driving through when we were going into New York. And we hadn't been drinking or anything yet.
Really? You weren't drunk when you left that voicemail?
That was coming home. I was shit-faced. Okay. I was, like, hammered out of my mind, like, drunk.
Who was driving?
Well.
He wasn't?
He was, no.
Nobody. Was on cruise control.
But when we were driving into New York, I was, like, we were just kind of, like, talking about bullshit, and I was staring at the walls, and I was like, hey, do you think, like, a machine tiled this whole fucking tunnel, or do you think, like, one person did this? Or, like, people did this by hand? Or people. Do you think that there's a machine? So that's what we were talking about. So on the way back, we started talking about the Industrial Revolution and all this other shit. It was hilarious.
That's a good question. How did they make those fucking
Watch the video. It's right? It's a machine that pushes, like, it gorges way through, and then they do it, like, little by little.
Oh, it gorges through underground.
Underground.
Okay, okay. Yeah. I was going to say.
It doesn't do the tiles. I mean, there's people.
No. I know. But I got you.
But there's so many tiles, and they're so small in that tunnel.
Probably a bunch of Italians.
Like, seriously, they're like that big. They're like that big.
It's a fucking marble everywhere. We do. Yeah, but you don't know that there's...
Passing me the trowel.
But think about it, though. It's not tiles and then earth.
Earth.
Yeah, I was only worried about the tiles.
They probably push concrete cylinders that are already whole, that are already pre-made, prefabricated. They're sections. They probably push them through as they're making the hole, and then they tile over it. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, but did a machine tile over it or did people tile over
it? No, people tile over
it. That's insane.
There's still no machine tiles. I wish.
There's like offices down there. You know what I mean?
Like yeah, in the center, right? Yeah, I don't know what kind of offices.
I don't know. I thought maybe
that would suck for a business to be stuck right there. There's no parking.
It's like that. Yeah.
That's where they do.
We forgot to build the parking.
That's where Riot Cast Studios is. That's why they call it the hole. Yeah, there is no machine that tiles. Not that I know of. There's no machine that tiles.
I don't know. You don't know either.
No, there's no machine that tiles.
I watched a machine ice a cake the other day.
Oh, that's different.
So that's why I was like...
It's a cake. That's not hard.
Yeah. So what? I can't ask a question?
No.
I'm saying that.
You can ask a question. Right. I'm saying I'm 99.9% sure there is no machine that can, like, lay tile. Because if there was, God, I can't imagine how many construction businesses would either be out of work or... would cut their manpower.
Maybe a machine that can only do really big spaces, though. Maybe there's not a machine that can do little spaces.
No, I know machines can cut tile, but that's it. There's no laying tile.
Big, massive machine that does, like...
Why would they make the tiles so small, then, in the tunnel? They're so small.
I don't know.
They're probably on a sheet.
Yeah.
On, like, a 12 by 12
like,
sheet.
Do you ever see, like, like the shower wall? You ever see a shower wall? It's got the little tiles?
Yeah.
Well, those are on sheets.
Yeah, they come on like a 12 by 12 sheet.
Yeah, so these were probably made on larger sheets, and they just paste them
up. Have you seen the tile behind my gas range downstairs?
Yeah.
They're real small.
Yeah.
They come on 12 by 12 sheets.
Okay, see, that answers my question, because I was like, holy shit, like, the amount of labor that went into building this tunnel
because
was massive.
Don't you think if there was a machine, which would basically be like a machine slash robot, sort of, not like, you know, a normal...
Yeah.
Not like the kind of you see in a movie. Like, I don't mean a Transformer, but don't you think if there was something like that, like, they would show that on TV? I mean, that's a pretty remarkable idea.
But
actually, it was probably union people who put that tile up, so they probably did put one piece of tile up.
Yeah, you know what? That's probably right. It took 400 years to build that tile.
And then,
just the one side.
Yeah, then I worked 20 minutes.
We got to do it the other side now.
No, I got to take a break. It's 20 minutes I worked, and then a break.
My great-grandfather started this tunnel.
Yeah. Now, Vincenzo, put the tools down. We take a break, espresso, and then we go back to work. Okay?
Yeah.
Smoking a cigar.
I doubt they had those kind of machines back when they built that tunnel. Anyway, even if there is one now,
right?
Like, when they built the tunnel, they didn't have any machine that did it.
Nah.
Maybe they retiled it.
They could have. I mean, you see how many fucking tiles are missing and shit.
I fucking hate the tunnels, man, because I always think it's gonna burst when I'm in it.
Listen to how many tiles are in this goddamn tunnel. Just in the ceiling, there's 3.1 million.
Okay.
And on the walls, there's 2.9 million.
How many miles is the tunnel? Like, from start to finish? Just to get an idea.
Which tunnel is it?
The North Tube.
Is it the Lincoln or the Holland?
The Holland.
Okay.
Is 8,558 feet is the north, and the south is 8,371.
I don't know how has that miles like.
How many? What's that miles? How many feet are in a mile?
5,280.
Jesus, holy shit. Are you for real?
You really just shit. Know that?
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive,
that
dude.
That is impressive. I'm going to ask Chris
so
all the questions.
So it's a mile. So it's like a little more than a mile and a half?
Yeah.
How many feet did you say?
8,500. Yeah, so
it's like a mile and a half.
Wow.
And it was open in 1927.
Yo.
When the horse and buggies were trucking through it. Car. Shit, there weren't that many cars on the road in 1927. Only the rich people had them. Mm-hmm. And the cops.
Keystone cops.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of motherfucking tiles, though, yeah. There's a video of the construction.
Yeah, but I mean, that's a pretty interesting question as far as, like, you know, who tiled it or whatever. Like, yeah, obviously, you know, people did, but how many? Like, did they have, like, 100 people working that tunnel? You know, we don't know.
Let's see.
I'll tell you what's a bigger, and it's probably one of the most common asked questions as far as how do they do it, is who the fuck built the pyramids? Like, how did the pyramids get built? Each one of those rocks are fucking heavy as shit. How the fuck did they...
They did it like a chain, you know?
But I'm saying, how many people had to pull... Like, where was the pulley system? Like, how did it work, you know?
I don't know.
I mean, I find that to be...
But there were intricate tunnels and, like, hideouts and shit. Like,
right. I mean, it's kind of... I guess digging the tunnels after it was built wouldn't have been as difficult. It's a little more realistic. But how they put it together, I mean, it's... You see how those rocks are. It's like one and then another one. Yep. I mean, they're huge. Like, the size of, like,
that's
four
all
homes.
Handmade. That's all hand... You know,
that's what I mean. Like, I'm still amazed by Mount Rushmore. Like, I think it's amazing that a dude just carved faces out of the side of a fucking mountain. That's pretty fucking good,
man. He just
man.
Hung over the side. And
you know, it's like, this is before, like, major technology. It's amazing what people have done.
Just getting to the edge of that mountain, I would have had a massive heart attack.
Oh,
and
dude, there'd be turds flying down.
That takes balls.
Yeah. That makes me think of that one Family Guy where the rock climber was... Had to take a shit and then turn it into the man and woman that were just getting married. Well, that's a sign. Nice knowing you. Yep, take it easy. And the priest was like, yep, that's God's turd.
Well, yeah, that's interesting, the way they built those tunnels, man.
Especially, like, back in the day like that.
Yeah. They came up with that huge machine back in the 20s that they, like, gorge it out and waterproof it. Or, you know, I don't know if waterproof is the right word, but the way they did it was pretty interesting.
See.
It's like building bridges. How the fuck do you know how to build a bridge?
But, well, you put the columns up first that hold the bridge, like, you know what I mean, from the water up?
Yeah.
I mean, that's got to be the start, I would think.
Yeah, but I mean, how do they know, like, to drop them down and, like, you know, it's all the water pressure and the current and everything down there.
I think,
like,
it's trial and error, dude.
How does it, like, stay down there? It's just...
But the tunnel thing, if you think about it, if they're going underground, and like I said, they have those, because now when they do them, they have these big, like, cylinders.
That's what it is.
Right. And they're in sections. So they push one through, dig out the dirt, push another one through, dig out the dirt.
Right.
And what they do is they seal them with concrete. You know, they connect them with the con. So it doesn't, it's not that, like, yeah, unrealistic to see how it's done.
No, you pretty much just described
fucking tiles, you know?
Yeah. Shit, it was crazy. I'm glad to know that I wasn't the only person that ever thought of that question.
I never thought of it until now, until you brought it up.
There's a shitload of fucking people on
there. Bring something else up, because I'm fucking loving this segment. Any other questions about how
you literally explain how to make the tunnel pretty much verbatim what this website just said.
Okay.
Which is crazy.
But it makes sense, though.
I mean, it does make sense, but I would never fucking know that.
Oh, were you ever driving, like, on a highway and you see these big wide load trucks and they have these huge cylinders?
Yeah.
Strapped? Well, that's what it is.
I was always wondering what the fuck they were for.
Yeah. I mean, they're for some sort of, like, tunneling system.
But you had to assume there was some machine that dug it out, right? You didn't think it was like six degas with shovels.
Oh, fuck no. I know. I definitely Brick. Knew that. No, that wouldn't be impossible. It would have to be a big-ass machine.
Yeah.
So when was the Industrial Revolution?
I think it was the 20s, early 1900s, wasn't it?
Oh, shit. I have no idea.
I'm pretty sure. Look it up.
Because that bridge was complete. It started in 1920 and it was
the tunnel. You mean?
Yeah. By 1924, so it only took 4 years.
That's actually not bad. Shit, it takes longer just to fix one of the bridges that are already standing now.
Oh, shit.
Yep.
It does. They've been working on the Ben Franklin Bridge for like 5 fucking years.
I know. Fucking Ben Franklin's rolling in his fucking grave right now.
And the toll to go through the tunnel was $14.
It went $14?
Yeah. That's criminal.
$14.
That's fucking criminal.
They're still paying the guys who fucking tiled it.
Yeah,
the great-grandkids are still getting a kickback.
And the making
of
the
tunnel.
Honey,
we got another check in the mail, $14.
Only 14 people died making the tunnel.
Only 14?
I feel like more would die.
How many people worked total on it?
There's no fucking number.
That's probably why. What do you think? There was thousands, so 14 is not such a big number. There was actually 17 people that worked on it. You think that those 14 that die, that some of them are still down there?
Probably, right?
You think it's possible?
In a concrete wall.
Some of them might still be. I mean, maybe one of them laying next to Hoffa.
They could have even been killed by other workers.
Yeah, I'd be pretty fucking stir crazy if I was in a tunnel that long. I'd go I get so nervous when there's traffic in that tunnel.
Yeah.
I'm like, I get kind of stir crazy a little bit. Like, I'm
there,
like,
was
oh,
none
my
last
God.
Night.
Well, that's good. What's a week?
I was thinking more along the lines of they get like a big bonus when they finish the tunnel and they're like, all right, let's take one of these motherfuckers out and split the pie 16 ways. And then by the end, there's only 3 of them left.
That's right. Back in the day, yeah.
You go mafia style.
That's the way they do it.
Yeah, you just have one guy kill the other guy, then you kill the guy that killed him, and then somebody
finish that row of tile and come down here. I got to talk to you.
Hey, do me a favor. You go get that bucket. Two in the back of the head.
Okay, what it says on Wiki is the industrial revolution was the transition to new manufacturing processes in the period from about 1760.
I was wrong.
To sometime between 1820 and 1840.
I was wrong.
There's a huge gap, though. They don't really know. So
wasn't the 1900s?
Something. There was a revolution in the 1900s, but it wasn't the industrial. I don't know what it was, but
fuck.
Yeah, because there was a second industrial revolution between 1840 and 1870.
Yeah, that wasn't it either. Is there a third one, maybe?
I know, right? Wasn't it the Depression was what happened in the 20s, though, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Was it the late teens or was it the 20s?
I thought it was 1920.
Yeah. But when did What's-His-Face Ford come out with the first car? See, that's what I was thinking. Something? That's what I was thinking about industrial. I was thinking that along the lines of that.
Like car manufacturing?
Well, not just that. I mean, there was all kinds of factories and stuff in the 1900s that were coming out. You had like all types of like machinery, you know, like the conveyor belts and all that shit was like mass. There was everywhere. It wasn't like one guy that built it and then just kept it to himself for 100 years.
1908.
1908 was the car.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
The Model T.
So how many cars went through that tunnel when it was not many?
Well, I mean, by the time it was built, there was probably a couple hundred cars in there.
1908. So then
their license plate was like 1 through 200.
12 years later, they decided to make a tunnel.
Well, wow. That's how Delaware's licenses are. It's like how many cars are in the state.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know that.
Unless you get it like personalized, you pay extra money, obviously. But there's like, you'll see like a car has got like very few numbers on it. It's like, really? It's like the first phone numbers. Like, you ever watch The Godfather? They dial 3 numbers. Like, whoa. It's like, wait, 300 people have numbers? Like, holy shit.
You're right.
And then if you look at, like, the older films, like the black and white films, they just pick up the thing and someone's waiting to talk to them. Yeah, could you patch me through to, oh, yeah, sure. It's like, whoa, it's crazy. No dialing, no rotary, nothing. They just pick it up and start talking. It's like, you just have a fucking can to the next house over. Well, now they say that we've actually reached the 8 billion point of how many people there are on this planet.
Wow.
It's fucking crazy shit.
Yeah. But you know what's funny, though? There's still plenty of room on this planet for many more people. They just so many places are just crowded, overpopulated.
Yeah, yeah. Like New York.
No shit.
New York was crazy.
Did you see any protesters?
Mm-mm.
No.
No, we were kind of like right.
Was there any
the West
recorded
College.
Protesters in New York over the whole?
Oh yeah.
Oh,
was there?
Yeah. Oh yeah, I was watching.
I know the Philly thing was getting a little out of hand. Did you see all the fucking Eagles fans were like,
oh yeah,
fucking cursing them out? They were calling them assholes and shit. They were even chanting asshole
after a fucking loss too. I'm surprised there wasn't more like craziness going on.
Well, I mean, the cops were right fucking there. I don't
the
think
the cops. I'll have to give it to the Philly cops, man. They have been really on top of their game with all this.
Yeah, they only choked 3 people to death.
Well, I saw the video of the protest in, was it Berkeley, California? Like right outside Berkeley, I think.
When the kid got choked?
No, it wasn't just the kid got choked. They were fucking, they pulling out batons. They start beating these students.
Oh, yeah, Kim said that.
I was like, what the fuck are they doing? Nobody had anything. Like, there weren't even signs. There were just people like walking, you know, like marching. Mm-hmm. But nothing... Nothing was really happening. It was no spray paint or anything. Cops with shields come running up, and they just start throwing batons down. I was like, wow, that's fucking wild. You see people drop to the floor.
Why?
And they're, like, putting their hands up, like, I don't have anything. They're showing them, I have nothing. And the cop would just whack them across the fucking face.
So that's holy unnecessary. Shit. That right there is what they should protest.
I thought we were allowed to, like, protest.
You are. It's your right.
So then why the fuck?
You are, but that doesn't mean that you're not going to get...
Were they blocking the road or anything?
Well, I mean, they were all in the streets, but it didn't seem like it was that busy.
They shouldn't be.
And there was a lot more cops in less room. Like, there was a lot of people spread out. But there was like an army of cops that were like literally shoulder to shoulder, like marching up the street with their shields and batons in the other hand. And they start throwing fucking gas and spraying.
Did they get in trouble for that?
Apparently not. No one's saying anything. And apparently that whoever, the mayor or whatever, they're totally for it. Like it was their call and they're all for it and nothing's happening. And I'm like, what the fuck?
That's weird.
It is weird.
Because I watched the DC one, and the cops just let them do their thing.
Well, you remember that? You ever hear the story? What happened? I think it was like the late '60s or early '70s, where that one college was protesting
Kent,
the Vietnam War.
Was it Kent?
Kent, yeah, Kent State. Yeah. Was it Kent State or Kent College? Kent University? State, I don't know.
Something like that.
Whatever. The point is, they had actual like National Guard, and they opened fire on the students
with guns.
No, with fucking balls? Nerf balls. Yeah, with guns.
Well,
yeah,
no, with real bullets or rubber bullets?
No, there were no rubber bullets back then.
Holy shit.
They killed people. Like innocent fucking college kids protesting a Vietnam War. They just opened fire.
Holy shit.
There's actually a scene in the beginning. You ever see a movie called The Watchmen? It's like a comic book graphic novel movie. The very beginning sequence when they do the opening song, the opening credits, they show like points of history.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like modified with the superheroes in it, sort of. There's a scene where a girl, she takes a flower out of her hair and she puts it in the barrel of the gun. Mm-hmm. And then it kind of closes in on the gun. You can see all the barrels right next to each other of the, you know, soldiers holding it. And then they all go off. Like, and you hear screaming and stuff. That didn't exactly happen that way. Like, no, but I don't think anyone put a that would be fucked up. They put a flower in the butt or in the barrel and it just blew her face off. But yeah, they really like opened fire on.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I mean, it's,
that was in the 50s?
No, it was like the late 60s, early 70s. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it was like that. It was during the Vietnam War. It was
that's
just
crazy.
I know, and it's like I'm surprised that nothing like that ever happened again. The way, because look, I don't think it matters where you are. I think there's always good cops and bad cops. Like you got the cops that follow the procedures and whatever, and then you got the cops that are just they shouldn't be cops.
Oh yeah,
you know, and they're usually the ones that fucking get in trouble because they did something they weren't supposed to do. Like, you know. 7 of you beating a black guy to a bloody pulp on the side of the road, you know, or whatever the case may be. Like, okay, maybe it was a little overboard. Probably should have, like, pulled back just a hair.
Yeah, I mean, at what point do you cuff him? You beat him down to the ground, fucking cuff him. You don't have to beat him for another 10 minutes.
You don't even have to cuff him.
You got the point.
Well, the thing was, they didn't want to cuff him. They wanted his arms to be completely shattered, so they didn't have to cuff him.
He wouldn't say Toby. He just kept saying Kuta Kinte, so they kept fucking beat him. Half to death. But you're right, man. There's good cops and there's fucking bad cops. A lot of bad cops.
There is. There really is.
And they're
is.
Getting a bad rap because of these bad cops.
I have mixed feelings about police in general. You know, I see some of the heroic things they do, and I'm like, wow, that's awesome. And then I see some of the stupid things they do, and I'm like, what are you fucking stupid? Like,
well, what's you got to think. Every time that they fucking punch in, their life's on the line.
I get that, and I respect that. I do.
But like, you sign up for that.
Yes, I hear you.
I still respect it.
At the same time, I'm fucking terrified of police, man.
Me too.
More than any, because let's face it, the police is the biggest gang in the United States.
Yeah.
Fuck the Crips and the Bloods. They're nothing compared to the police.
Yeah, I mean, especially like
what
the
does air. That say that a white guy, you know, middle class, middle aged white guy, is scared of the police?
That well, you know, it's funny,
dude. When I was 18, I got arrested for stealing a fucking Flyers banner off somebody's front lawn. You know, they pulled their fucking guns.
Yeah, I got.
It's not like we robbed somebody at gunpoint, dude.
Yeah. I got
strong
I got,
robbery.
We got guns drawn on seriously? Us just for a routine traffic stop because there was like six people in the car. It's like, whoa, take it easy, dude.
I realize, and you know what? A lot of these cops, they're probably scared too.
I think
if you're scared, it's a good thing.
A cop?
Yeah, I think so. Because I think being scared makes you more cautious.
They're not machines, man. They're people.
Yeah, like I think if you're scared, I think you have a little bit more respect for things.
I think that you do irrational things when you're scared, though.
Well, I mean,
some people do.
Yeah, but that's with the whole like psychiatric evaluation, which they get. I just don't think they're not looking for the
deep enough.
Yeah. Deep enough. Right.
The bottom line. The bottom like line that. Is they can pretty much do whatever the fuck they want.
Yeah, they're police. Above the
they
law.
They can pretty much
they're above the law.
Yeah, they can pretty much do whatever they want. So if you start talking back to a cop or just not follow their commands, you're taking your own life in your own hands.
Yeah, I see all these videos that people post of, you know, like some black – there was one black kid in the park.
Oh, man.
Did you see that?
That was insane.
Like, fuck it. And he's like, why are you trying to arrest me? Yeah. And they're like, for resisting arrest. But why are you arresting me, you know?
To begin with.
Right. Like, he had nothing. He wasn't drinking. He had no drugs. He wasn't even smoking cigarettes. All he had on him was a cell phone and, like, house keys.
Yeah.
And his friend is sitting there, like, video recording all this off his phone. These cops wouldn't let up, man. And he's holding on to the... You know, look, at some point I would have been like, all right, take me in, but I would love to know what you're – this kid just did not
– I mean, don't they have – isn't that the law, though? Like, they have to –
They had no right to take him in or even use excessive force like that.
If you're well-informed of your rights, you can – let him take you in. Let him do whatever. If you're gonna resist, Chris said, you're putting your life on the line. Yeah. These two guys that resisted, they should never resist. Let them do their thing. And then you take it up later with a court, with a lawyer, you know, do whatever.
Someone posted a story about some white kid that got killed by a black cop, and nobody's making a fuss out of it. And I'll be honest with you, to me, that doesn't even faze me. Like, I don't think racial when I hear that.
No, I mean...
I'm actually... If anything is impressive is that there's a black guy who's a cop. No, I'm just kidding.
Uncle Tom, motherfucker.
You black son of a bitch! Briggs! No, but it didn't even faze me. Like, I don't even think... Which I hate the term reverse racism. I think racism is racism.
Yeah, I agree.
But, like, I don't even think racism at all. Like, I just think... Because white people are fucking crazy.
The cop
black people
probably
crazy.
Felt threatened and fucking shot the dude.
Yeah, black people aren't crazy. Like, bad black people are not crazy. They're just, you know, they had a rough fucking
white
road.
White people, we kill people and we eat them.
Right, white people do crazy shit. They blow up places. I mean, the only black guy that really did something, like, was crazy was the DC sniper. But the military made him fucking nuts. Mm-hmm. So, I'm not even saying anything about him being black. It's just whatever. But.
I think the race thing with the Ferguson thing. I think it's bullshit. Plain and simple.
I still don't know.
You have
know
a bunch
much.
Of white cops in a black, predominantly black
area.
Yeah,
but that's like that in every bad neighborhood.
It's not, you got a guy coming for your gun, of course. Are you going to shoot the guy if he's coming for your gun?
Listen.
Yeah, I don't know enough facts about the case to
what,
where.
Right.
But
I wasn't there.
Yeah, so. I mean, if they didn't indict him, then they obviously believe that.
Well, they did an investigation, right? And
right.
they found him innocent.
My thing is, why would you tear down your own town? For the riots, they're setting black-owned businesses on fire
because they don't care. That's all front.
I agree.
They should have went to the white neighborhood, right around the corner, instead of burning shit down.
Any bad neighborhood in this country never has black cops, like a majority of black policemen, because people from other states aren't going to go to a shitty town to be a cop. You know what I'm saying? Like, for instance, if you go to Detroit, it's mostly white cops, but it's a mostly black populated area. So someone from, let's say, Connecticut, like a black guy from Connecticut, isn't going to transfer to Detroit to be a cop.
Right.
He's going to stay in Connecticut. It's fucking peaceful there. Mm-hmm. It's nice. You know,
anybody
suburbs.
Anybody who wants to work in like an inner city as a police officer, there's something wrong with their head.
But that's the thing. I think that there's something there. They want to use some sort of force,
mm-hmm.
you know,
they want action.
But the thing is, like, everyone cries racism, but it's like, look, the people, black people growing up in these neighborhoods, none of them are becoming successful in the sense of, okay, I'm going to grow up to be a police officer. You have that one kid out of every, I don't know, 2,000-3,000 that grows up to be something lawful,
mm-hmm.
not necessarily a cop, could be a lawyer, whatever. But the numbers are so much against them. Are you shocked that there's white cops? The white kids are staying in school. The black kids aren't. And I'm not trying to be a racist pig about it. But, you know, I'm being a black pig. But still, it's not a racist thing to say. It's the truth. If you look at it, if you look at places like Ferguson or whatever, you're talking about poor areas of predominantly black.
That's what I mean. Well, like, and, to me, this is more of a class issue than a race issue.
Exactly. And, like, why is it a race issue?
A poor town like that, whether they're black or white, you grow up hating the police.
The whatever the fuck his name is, Trayvon Martin or whatever, that was more race.
That was
not a class.
That
issue.
Was 100%
he looked at him and saw
race.
Black kid in this neighborhood.
I would have done the same thing. I'm kidding. But that's so fucked up. But seriously, like, you're right. It's a class thing. It's not a race thing. And I hate that they play the race card.
And you know, it's funny.
Well,
like,
it's the media.
And it's not me being white being upset about being pegged as a racist. It's just like, it's the same story every decade. There's always the same story.
It's never a cop shot an unarmed teenager.
Now,
it's a white cop shot a black unarmed teenager. And that's the media putting that spin on it and fucking enraging everybody.
Right.
Yeah, and that's what the media does because, first of all, I watched the videos from the one guy, and it granted, the police were excessive. The Eric.
Oh, I can't breathe, guy.
The I can't breathe, guy. So I
the big heavy.
Yeah,
dude?
And I'm like, yo, that's fucked up.
That wasn't the Ferguson guy, was it?
No, it was a New York.
This was a while ago. Yeah,
this guy.
He died right there on the street.
He didn't die because of the choke. He died because of the stress that his heart was under from resisting and some of the.
But still, like,
did you see the size of that motherfucker?
First of all, they ruled it a homicide, so he died from the strangulation.
Yeah, I mean.
Well, they didn't indict him.
Listen, I'm fat. If you start constricting my breathing, even though it's already pre-constricted, and I die, I didn't die because of the fat. I died because you basically accelerated the process of me choking to death.
Somebody cuts off your oxygen supply and you can't breathe.
Don't blame that shit on me.
What do you think your heart's doing?
Right.
Oh, it's working overtime.
Right.
Yeah, you're fucking scared.
Mine's
going to die.
Right. Mine's already encased
in
fucking breading.
Your heart rate increases.
Mine looks like a fucking, you know, chicken cutlet. Like
that cop said he didn't choke him. It was like a chokehold that was taught in police academy. If that's the case, then they really need to
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. I didn't see the chokehold. Was the chokehold around the throat?
I have to watch it again. I haven't watched
because
it was around the throat.
Okay, because most chokeholds aren't to restrict air. It's not to. It's not to constrict air from your lungs. It's
to incapacitate you.
No,
like,
it's to
your body.
No, the choke holds that are taught are to press down on the carotid arteries. Mm-hmm. It slows blood flow to the brain, and it causes you to black out, pass out. But it does nothing to your air. You're not trying to suffocate you to death. They're trying to make you pass out. Like, if you were to do it yourself, which you won't because you would let up.
Right.
It's almost impossible for you to do it yourself. But if you were to press really hard on the side of your neck, you'll start to black out.
Okay.
If you did it to me, I'll start to black out and so on. So that's the choke holds they teach you. They don't do the choking of the throat anymore because you can kill somebody.
That, and that's what happened. They
and if that's what this guy did, if he went around the actual windpipe,
yeah, he's around. He's, a,
he's
if,
totally
he's
around
his neck.
Oh, yeah. if he's around the front like a windpipe thing. Then he constricted his breathing and caused him to go into.
And again, when's enough enough? I mean, the guy's laying on the ground saying he can't breathe. When do you cuff this guy?
And there's five other guys there.
Yeah.
And they did.
If he's on the ground and being as big as he is, he's not nimble. He's not agile.
No.
So
and he was cuffed at that point.
So, but wait a minute. But he's down. You don't have to choke anymore.
Right.
Like he's not getting up again.
Here's the thing. If he really could not breathe, what do you think he's going to do? He's not going to stop moving. He's going to fight back. He's fighting for his life at that
point.
Exactly. He can't breathe.
Absolutely. It is your absolutely. It's a fight or flight
yeah,
thing.
Absolutely.
Your body, your legs start kicking. Your arms start waving.
Yeah, because you want to survive.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, did you ever get that feeling of drowning?
Oh, yep. My God, yeah.
And you're just and like, you're like trying to get to the top of the fuck because you went down too far? It's the same thing.
That cop should be indicted.
That cop should be killed. No, I'm serious, man. An eye for an eye in this case.
I mean, he should.
Just because you wear a badge doesn't give you a license to kill people. I mean, you got to kill to defend. That's fine. You're not defending yourself in this case. Your life was not in danger during this moment with this guy.
He was selling loose cigarettes.
Yeah.
So the storefront, the people that own the store called the cops on, told them to get out.
Oh, how shitty do they feel right now?
Yeah. Lucy's. He was selling Lucy's. That's it. Not hurting anybody.
Lucy, I'm home. Yeah, can you believe that shit?
Yeah, so I watched
He's not
the
even
video.
Selling like crack or anything. He's selling loose cigarettes.
And apparently over the past 20 years, he was arrested 32 times. Yeah.
You need some Hubba Bubba?
For stupid shit.
Yeah.
For dumb shit.
But he was still breaking the law.
He was still breaking the law.
Yeah.
I got some loose jujubes.
Doesn't mean he should get the death penalty.
No, it doesn't mean that, but stop resisting arrest.
Well, this was my thing.
Now, but he was pissed, too. He's like, it ends today.
Resisting
like,
arrest is a fine line, though, because if someone says you're under arrest and you don't give in right away, then that's when the resisting arrest starts to happen. But if you get jumped before they even give you a chance to submit, like say...
That's not really what happened in this
No,
case.
I'm saying in general.
Oh, in general,
there's
yeah.
some videos you can see where... Like six cops will maul a dude without even saying you're under arrest, and they're like, guy gets bum rushed. He's like, "What the fuck
yeah,
did I do?
What happened?"
Like, you know what I mean? Like, what the fuck just happened? So, you didn't even tell him he was under arrest. He's finding out when he wakes up out of his blackout.
Exactly,
from getting knocked
this
out
guy,
cold.
This
it's
guy
like,
argued the fact that he was getting arrested for a good amount of time.
Yeah.
He argued. He was like, no, you're harassing me. You bother me. Like, I didn't do anything. I broke up a fight, and now you're arresting me. Like, all this shit.
Right.
And then you got those fucking money-hungry, whore-monging fucking Jesse Jackson and the other one, Al Sharpton.
Al Sharpton,
and they
yeah.
come, and they do the racial thing from, you know.
Well,
see, you know what? It may not have been a racial thing to think in New York, but it's probably pretty it's closer to it than Ferguson was.
You know what, though? Absolutely. The other thing is, too.
But the cops probably knew this guy.
It's hard.
He's been arrested 32 times or something like that. They knew this
It's
guy.
Hard to teach an old dog new tricks. These are guys that have actually faced real civil rights issues in the past. They've marched with, you know, Martin Luther King. They've been to rallies. They've been beaten. They've been sprayed. They've been fucking arrested. And I think they're just so concrete, set in their ways, that everything sets them off.
They
you know, even though things have changed, and all these motherfuckers are living high on the hog, too,
absolutely
by the way.
They are.
But, like, even though things have changed, they still see race. They're the ones that see race, you know? Like, not me. I mean, I don't really look at it that way. I'm just
no,
like, wow.
I mean,
are
we past that by this point?
My stomach turns when I see cops, like, you know, beating the shit out of some black dude or kid or whatever. Yeah. Like, it makes my stomach turn. It's like, why? What's with the hostility? What did he do? He's got nothing on him. If he doesn't have a weapon and he's not swinging or being aggressive, where is, like, where's the threat? Why are you doing this?
There's,
like,
not a threat.
It makes me sick. It's, yeah, like you're bullying this guy, and you can get away with it because you're hiding behind a fucking gun and a badge.
I mean, that those days are done. From moving forward, if anything taught us is that everything that cops always do is going to get brought to light, and hopefully that changes their attitudes.
Listen, man, there's some cops that deserve to get punished for things that they've done, and then there's other cops that, you know, like I see cops who get attacked. Like, you see them shows on TV where you'll see the dashboard cam of a cop car pull some guy over, yeah, and he goes to talk to him and the guy just starts opening fire.
It's terrifying.
Yeah, of course that's terrifying. And that's got to be the scariest thing in the world. But at the same time, it's like no one ever puts those guys in the light, like saying, look what this guy, he survived this guy and he was able to take him down or whatever. No.
That's what's expected of him.
But that's the thing, though. Yeah. The media paints everything negative. That's their job, is to bring negativity. And that's part of the reason why people fucking go ape shit. Because you see all the bad shit on TV. All the bad shit that pisses people off all over the country. It's like, oh, this racism is fuck. What the fuck? It's not as bad as you think. What do you mean?
Yeah, the head. Okay. I mean, you're on the same headphone.
It's like driving me insane.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's like, what's happening? Racism is what's happening.
Fuck your headphones. Remember that? Fuck your black headphones.
Remember that shit happened in Glassboro? The cop shot the black kid.
We had a knife.
He had a knife, but the people were
How
saying
old
that
was that kid?
He was 14.
14.
He said but the people there said he wasn't charging the cop, but he still had a knife. The cop doesn't know.
But see, that's what I heard. All I heard was that this kid charged a cop with a knife, but yeah, I just still don't see why he had to shoot him.
But what do you do if somebody's coming at you with a knife?
Shoot him in the leg.
You have a fucking knife.
Cops aren't trained to shoot in the leg.
Center mass.
Why?
Shoot to kill.
Because you can miss.
Yeah, you can. It's a smaller target.
Is it really shoot to kill?
When they're moving, it's
center mass. Why would you shoot to do anything else? Why would you shoot a bullet not to kill?
No, but you have a nightstick that's bigger than a knife.
You're going to take that chance?
I would.
Yeah. I mean, you should be a cop, then.
I wouldn't be a cop.
I got a vest on.
You're more heroic.
I got a vest on. I know.
Still go through a vest, won't
it? No. A Kevlar vest? No.
Life
on. He's got to have a fucking lightsaber to get through my vest. Seriously, he's not getting through with a fucking kitchen knife. No, I know. I should know as a police officer where the dangerous points are from getting cut. My throat, my face, the artery under the arm, you know, the arteries in the leg. You know, other than that, I think I have the advantage. And if he comes at me, they're trained to take people down, you know, with weapons. I don't see what the problem is. There's videos you can watch online that show you how to take down people with weapons. And if you practice it long enough, you will know what to expect. Because if you look at every fight or every, like, you know, almost all of them happen the same way. It's never like what you see in the movies. Yeah. In the movies, they make it look like everyone's in a circle, two guys squaring off, like just trading punches. That never happens. Mm-hmm. Shit don't even happen in fucking boxing. How the fuck does that happen in a street fight?
Yeah.
It's all headlocks. It's pulling shirts,
yep,
hair, bringing people to the ground, rushing them, double hand push. That's what you look for because that's what happens. There is no clean, okay, here are the ground rules, guys, you know, for the yeah, for the street fight. It never goes down like that. It's always a mad rush. It turns into a headlock or a, you know, a double-handed push, a bum rush. It's never what they show on TV.
Yeah, and now because of UFC, people kick.
What's that?
People kick.
People
now
always kicked. I'm fucking in a fight.
When I was younger, nobody ever kicked. I never saw one.
Dude, kicks. When I get no,
unless
listen,
they were down on the ground.
But that's what
then
I mean.
You fucking kick them.
Yeah, but
now I'm talking like when people like start coming at each other. Someone
like they're like squaring off.
What the
and
fuck are you doing?
And
I got
kicks.
No problems with that. I was always a dirty fighter. I'll never stop being one. I'll fucking rip your nuts off.
Why,
I have
yeah,
to.
Why would you stop? I mean, that you got
to. If I have to, I'll do whatever the fuck it takes, man. I don't give a shit. I don't give a shit. If I walk away, I'll take an ear with me home if I have to. I don't give a fuck. I bit a kid before in a fight. I'm not kidding. I bit him right on the fucking shoulder, right here. Right here. He had me. He was beating the shit out of me, and then he messed up. He got in too close. And he, like, his head went this way, and I had full, and I had nothing. He had my arms, so I just took a chunk out of his fucking.
Were you thinking steak?
What's that?
Yeah.
No.
You were thinking steak?
You're yeah. like, damn, I wish I had some salt.
Yo, let me tell you something. That broke up the fight real fast.
I'm sure. Right. Somebody fucking bit me out.
So what did I do wrong? I survived. That was the point, to survive.
There's no rules to fight.
Exactly.
I mean, your street cred's kind of down.
What street cred? You're no longer a street. You have horrible street cred. We're taking you off the streets.
People probably didn't want to fight you after that. They'd be like, nah, dude, Fob's a biter.
He's a biter. Yeah. No, I never got that rep. I lived in a neighborhood where it didn't matter what you did.
Kill or be killed.
No, it didn't matter what you did. No one's name carried through the streets because there were too many fucking people to deal with.
Oh.
We had tons of problems. Tons. I mean, we lived, it was like our streets were like one or two streets were fine. You can walk down, and then like the next street over, you better fucking run and that run sucks. Fast because they're just waiting on their porches to pounce.
God.
Yeah. And it didn't matter who it was. It wasn't just black or white. It was everybody. There was all kinds of fucked up people living in my neighborhood. That's why we had to get out of there.
Yeah, that's horrifying.
It's a fucking zoo. I'll never forget. We're playing stickball. You remember how the row homes were set? You had one street had this had the row homes, another street of row homes, and they shared like an alleyway.
Yep.
Okay. So we were playing stickball back there because the streets got a little too fucking crowded. No bullshit. This is exactly – and I'm not exaggerating – I'll never forget. I was being the catcher, and all of a sudden we hear screaming. Broad daylight, beautiful day outside. Someone's screaming like "help, help!" Like, yeah, but like not as old as that. Like younger sounding scream.
Okay.
No, you're almost there. You keep going. Nah, not that either. Some fucking Asian kid. No, definitely not.
I'm out of screams.
Some Asian kid is running full steam because then there's the other alley that goes from street to street. We're on this one,
mm-hmm.
and then there's the other alley that goes like from street to street to street. Right. Asian kid running for his life, screaming bloody murder. Eight black kids with bats. All of them had bats. Running after him. This kid was barefoot and he was out running him, right? These black kids, obviously they weren't barefoot. They were stand sneakers, but they were gaining on him. And we just stopped in awe. We were like watching it like a slow tennis match going from one end to the other. Then they disappear. We're like, all right, game on. Like, we just – business picked up after that. You
didn't even get involved?
No, it's not even fucking business.
No, you don't get involved. Are you kidding me?
That's a sin though.
I had to walk home every day from school, and every day from school we had to worry about the kids from Northeast High School that got bussed back to our neighborhood. Uh-huh. And Northeast High School was a bad high school. And if we didn't like make it down a certain street in time, then we're fucked. Do you know how many times they threw my books in the sewer?
What?
Yeah. They threw my shoes in the sewer. They threw my fucking uniform in the sewer. Like, they ripped the shirt right off your back. They throw it in the sewer.
What would you do?
Nothing. I'm fucking running. I'm running for my life. I wasn't a fat kid. I wasn't like I wasn't the kid version of me. I was in pretty good shape.
So you would let them take your shit then?
You don't fucking argue. They're 10 times bigger than you. They're like 6 grades older than me.
What about your parents? Why wouldn't they pick you up?
My parents were at work. What the fuck are they going to do?
That's insanity.
Yeah. I mean,
that's like a zoo.
But that's
you should be safe in your own.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, anything happened. It was the weirdest shit. Like, anything you could imagine could happen in our neighborhood. Like, I remember one time, one of my friends, we were walking home from school. We stopped at the candy store.
Chills.
What? Oh. We stopped at the candy store. He had Swedish fish.
I love that chip.
Well, he had one. It was like rock hard. So he goes like this. He fucking chucks it in the air like this. And it's going towards the street. It hits a car as it's driving by. All you hear is, this big motherfucker gets out. He snatches me up. I'm not even the one with the fucking Swedish fish in my hand. My friend is. And he snatches me up. He picks me up over his head and he throws me into the fucking front lawn of some random house we were walking by.
White devil.
Knocked the fucking... No, he's white. He was white. Yeah. He knocked the wind out of me. I sounded like that lady that fell. Oh, whoa. Like I sounded just like that. And I was like, what the fuck just happened?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And then, he, you know, he's like, you don't fuck with people's cars. And he got in his car and he fucking drove off. And I'm like, and my friend's standing there. I'm like, thanks. Thanks for sticking up for me, you know? I mean, he's like, oh, I wasn't going to tell him I did it. Look what he did to you. I'm smaller than you are.
What a pussy.
Right. I was like, motherfucker. Yeah. I mean, shit like that happened all the time, man. Some kid got fucking shot while he was waiting outside for all of us to come back outside from dinner. Like, everybody would go in for dinner at, like, around the same time. Mm-hmm. We're playing street hockey. The one kid whose parents aren't really around much, we don't really know the story with that. I think he stayed with his grandmother. He's waiting outside with all the gear. Fucking drive-by. He gets clipped. Jesus. My parents are like, we are going. We're out of here.
How long did you move after that?
2 weeks.
Wow.
2 weeks. We were like quicker than the money pit. 2 weeks, damn. We were gone,
dude. You had a different experience than me growing up in Philly.
Yeah, well, we grew up in a Jew and Italian neighborhood.
I grew up in an Irish German neighborhood. Mm, German Irish.
That explains it.
Yeah, but it wasn't. I don't know where. I didn't see any Irish or Germans. I saw a lot of black and Orientals.
I mean, we had a tight knit Italian neighborhood. You know, when I growing up. Younger blacks weren't allowed to walk through the neighborhood. I mean, they were allowed, but they would get harassed, you know?
Yeah.
And then...
it was never the case where I lived, where blacks were in danger of being hurt. It was always the other way around.
I lived on the cusp of the blacks.
When I was younger, though, it was great. It was like, it was a well tight-knit community. Yep. Everybody looked out for each other. The neighbors were great.
Yeah.
Then the drugs start rolling in, and that's it, man. People start moving out little by little. Next thing you know, it gets darker. It's fucking – there's like – now we got like bodega-type places now. You know, the old bakery turned into a fucking Oriental convenience store. It's like, here we go.
Yep.
You know, it just – it's the neighborhood. Right. You knew it was going downhill.
A lot of Canadians moving in.
A lot of Democrats. Mm. But it was bad. And you know what? It was funny, too, because when I was young – there was a lot of racist white kids. Like, everybody had the same fucking tattoo on their hand. It was a cross. It was a cross, like, right above the webbing. Right above the webbing between the thumb and the index finger. It's like a cross, and it's got a dot over each side of the cross and then one over the top. And it's supposed to stand for something that's racist, and I don't remember what it was, but I know it was bad.
I've seen that before.
Right, and I remember seeing kids on the street, all of them had it, and they did it themselves. And I'm just like, why does everybody have this? Like, what the fuck is that? And then somebody told me, like, later on when I was older, and I was like, holy shit.
Jesus.
And you went right out and got one, didn't you?
You see any? And then you even see it spray painted in some of the alleys, too, that same symbol. It was weird. I felt like I lived in, like, a KKK neighborhood, you know? It was odd. And ironically, it never was like that because, you know, when black kids moved in, they took over. I mean...
We running shit.
Yeah, it's exactly what happened. They were running shit, and they were running us right the fuck out. Like, damn. It was bad. It was really bad.
That's horrifying.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Shit's crazy, man.
I didn't have it like that.
Shit's cray-cray.
Yeah, man. You don't fuck around. I mean, you guys know. You guys lived in pretty, you know, at some point they started to go bad.
I've never lived in a bad neighborhood. I don't even run a mean.
I know. Yeah, but I mean, how many fucking black people live in a trailer?
Very funny.
Black people have class. They stay in the house. They just cram 20 of them in a house.
They're the tenements.
You guys want to take a break?
Yeah. I got to piss.
All right. Hey, let's talk about Tweaked Audio.
Okay.
What do you want to talk about? You want to talk about their great deal?
Yes. The fuck?
Of course. Talk about their amazing colors.
Do you know what their amazing colors are yet, miss?
I know that they're 7.
Yes.
Good call.
That's a good start.
Ding!
Let's guess the colors.
Okay.
One at a time.
Pink. Ding!
What's the next one?
White.
Go to tweetaudio.com, type in the code word jerks. 33% off. Not fucking 10%, not 15, not even 20. 33% off and free shipping. And you can pick from 7 different colors. Red, blue, green, yellow, pink, black, silver,
ding,
and wood grain. And there's also 7 styles. Tweaked.
Ding.
PB.
Ding.
California.
Ding.
Parkour.
Ding.
Parkour 2. Classic.
Ding.
National.
Ding.
Those are the different styles.
You're right. You're goddamn right.
And they also come in 2 different features. Mic'd.
And on mic.
Yes. In case you want to talk on your phone, get the mic. If you don't, just want to listen to shit, don't get it.
Ding.
Right. Works with all MP3 players.
Ding.
All Apple.
Ding.
All Android.
Ding.
And most phones.
Ding.
It's always good for that windbag over there just laughing.
One of these days he's gonna have a heart attack.
Exciting deals. Again, go to tweakedaudio.com.
Ding.
Type in cohort jerks.
Ding.
Get 33% off.
Ding.
Free shipping.
Ding.
It's worth it.
Ding.
It's amazing.
Ding.
All right, we're done.
Nope.
What's up?
Hey, we got an email from. I'm looking at it right
Hold
now.
Hold on a second.
Yeah.
Before you go into that.
Yeah.
Continue to what we were talking
yeah.
about earlier before we lose it.
Okay.
Missy had something to read about the
I
whole
just feel
oh,
like,
the Morgan Freeman.
Yeah, I feel like this is makes sense to bring up only because of what we were talking about, how the media
yes.
is portraying racism and stuff. So this is a direct quote. Well, it's a little conversation snippet from an interview that Morgan Freeman did with a magazine a long time ago.
He was my friend.
Oh, my God.
It's Sam's.
I love Morgan Freeman. All right, so the interviewer says, Black History Month, you find, with an ellipsis. And then Morgan Freeman says, ridiculous. Interview, why? Morgan Freeman, you're going to relegate my history to a month? Interview, oh, come on. Morgan Freeman, what do you do with yours? Which month is White History Month? Interviewer pauses.
11 months out of the year.
And he says, well, I'm Jewish. So Morgan Freeman says, okay, which month is Jewish History Month? You all right?
Yeah, you got me sick, so I'm infected.
So Morgan Freeman says, okay, which month is Jewish History Month? And the interviewer says, there isn't one. Morgan Freeman says, oh, why not? Do you want one? And the interviewer says, no. Morgan Freeman says, right, I don't either. I don't want a Black History Month. Black history is American history. The interviewer says, how are we going to get rid of racism? And Morgan Freeman said, stop talking about it. And I thought that was pretty simply put. And
I think he's right.
Yeah,
I don't think Black History Month does anybody any justice.
Yeah, nope. It doesn't. It's kind of a joke.
It is a joke.
Yeah.
I mean, you're force-feeding Black history in one month. It's just like, why isn't it just
like part of history?
Right.
Like, yeah, like
right,
these
exactly.
are big deals in the history of America.
They should be in history
yeah.
books. It's American history. Why is it Black history? How come we don't get Black history books in
yeah,
high school?
Exactly.
I mean, you could take Black history in college.
Yeah, I mean, I was part of Black history.
Moments now, in Black History starring Missy Funsize.
I was in Black History Club when I was in high school.
You were?
There was a Black History Club and I was a part of it.
Were you the only Black member?
I was the only white one. That's because yeah. I grew up Black. But I've always been down, you know?
Shut the fuck up.
I've always accepted all races. You know,
all
races.
All
races. It's stereo.
Yeah, like I remember when I was in, and I think I told this story before, but you guys probably forgot it. When I was in like 5th grade, we always used to go to the Deffer roller skating rink every like Friday. And I went up.
Shufflers only.
I wound up meeting a friend there, and his name was Dwayne Johnson, actually.
The Rock was there.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Hitting on little girls.
Yeah, right.
And he,
bring your candy ass over here before I lay the smack down on your box.
Oh, my God. But we became friends, and whenever there was like a slow skate, we always skated together, and people would always stare at us and make comments and things like that. But I was so confused by racism when I was little that I thought
what are these painted people, Mom?
No, I always thought that it was because he was so tall. Like, he was like 6 foot tall when we were
it's
because
they have
grade.
Extra bones. Right.
And I was like 4 or 5.
You know why black people are so tall, right?
I know what people used to say.
Because they're Negroes.
I get it.
That's a good one.
Thank you.
But, yeah, like, I didn't know. I didn't know that you weren't that a black person and a white person together was wrong when
Listen,
I was in fifth grade. That was my first dealing with racism.
When I grew up
life.
As a kid, it was like I was like predisposed to being afraid of black people.
Because you were taught it, I'm sure.
Not by my parents.
Not by your parents, but by your society and what you were living in.
The people I hung out with, it was just like, it was like black jokes, looking over your shoulder. It was like, you know, oh, you know, this guy, stay away from this guy, this guy.
Well, people would say black jokes when I was younger and I wouldn't understand them. And I'd be like, why is that funny? And they would just look at me. Like, I just didn't get it. And it's like, ignorance is bliss.
I'd never had that problem. I kind of got it. It was kind of obvious, though. It wasn't a cryptic joke. It was like, it's obvious. Like, one of the jokes, there's two jokes I remember vividly as a child. One was, you know, you have to participate in this with me, miss.
Okay.
When white people die, what do they get?
I don't know what.
Wings.
Okay.
And what do they become?
Angels.
Right. When black people die, what do they get?
I don't know.
Wings.
Okay.
And what do they become?
Angels.
Bats.
Okay.
Do
yeah.
You
because
see how you see how
that
you
is
are.
An obvious thing because okay. that's based off of the color of their skin.
And the it. Other and the other joke I heard,
but that's
was,
not derogatory. That's just
what.
Well, I mean, it's Seriously? Not like. Well, let me rephrase that. It's not derogatory in a sense of the way that people say black people are. It's just a literal thing of how they look.
That's derogatory. That's judging someone by
Well, no, I agree.
Looks.
But, you know, like I, the kind of jokes that I'm talking about are the jokes where it's like...
Give me an example.
Like, black men are lazy and, like, things like that.
That's a joke. Don't know their
that's
dad.
Not a
like
joke.
Black people don't know their dad.
No, I can't.
Shit
I can't.
Like
yeah, like, things like that. Not knowing your dad. No, joke. Kind of jokes like that.
Yeah, that's more that of would, a statement than a joke, though.
I don't know.
All right, here's
jokes.
The other one.
Okay.
Why are black people's noses wide?
Why?
Because that's how God held them up when he was painting them.
Okay, yeah, I heard it. I heard the one about
that's,
like, the palms.
That's
and
the
stuff.
Kind of jokes I heard, yeah. Like stuff like that. Like, I never heard, like, random phrases like you did, I guess. I
no, she's saying
oh my God,
that's,
why don't
that
you get
was
it?
Along the lines of the joke. She didn't know the joke to say.
Oh, okay.
Fuck.
Sorry. I don't speak to
it's a sad day when we understand what
I don't say. Yeah, I know. Usually I'm the one that understands her.
She said it three times.
Yeah, but I still don't understand what
you
the fuck she's talking
You don't listen to me. That's why.
You're right,
oh, God. And I don't think that that's because I'm all ethnicities. I think that's because I'm a woman.
No.
No, it's because you're stupid.
Yeah, that's more like it.
You got a lot working against you.
Stop discriminating against the intelligently challenged.
Well, I'm glad you finally admitted it. Kudos. Yeah, I, you know, when I was young, it was very common in my neck of the woods to be. Only when I moved to New Jersey is when I started really being in the same vicinity and not feeling threatened.
Were you like worried at first when you
sure,
saw a black
I was
person in like school and you were like,
No. I had, there were black kids in my
like
school in Philly too. We had very few, but there was some. Some girls, some guys, but, you know, they were basically white like us. I mean, the way they were raised, they had both of their parents and, you know, their parents paid a lot of money to send them to the school I went to. So it wasn't like, you know.
You went to a fancy school?
No, but Catholic
Yeah, they
school.
Used chopsticks in the cafeteria.
Shut up.
You're going to use your chopsticks to eat your lava sponge? No, they the remember the Elio's pizza from
yes.
last week? Yeah.
I was trying to. I knew it sounded familiar.
Yeah. So, no, we had black kids in our school, but very few. And, you know, we were fine. Like, you know, they were like one of us, basically.
Right.
But only when I moved here, it was like I was really introduced to urban folklore, I guess you could call it. Like, it was a culture shock for me.
I'm sure.
You know, because I wasn't used to being around black kids that acted black. I was used to being around black kids that acted white.
So to befriend a black person that acted black was like a foreign concept to you?
No, it wasn't. It was something new, but I didn't like shy away from. I wasn't racist when I showed up here and was like, no, I'm not fucking talking to him. You know, I mean,
that would be fun.
Before though. I moved here, I liked music, like black music. You know, I always liked it. You know, I loved New Edition when I was young. I listened to that shit when I was in Philly. You know, I wasn't like just anti-black. I just didn't really associate with them because it wasn't anybody around. But then I move here and I'm like, holy shit, they're everywhere. You know, and it's just like I'm on the football team with these guys. I mean, when I was on the football team in Philly, it was all whites.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, it was.
Did you guys win any games?
Yeah, we won a lot of games. We were good. But
did you only play other white people?
No, some teams had black kids too. I mean, we had like one black kid 1 year, but he didn't make the team. Surprisingly,
racist coach, obviously.
No, that wasn't it. The kid sucked.
that's rare,
dude. He couldn't hold on to the ball. Every time he gave him the ball, he fumbled. Like, nobody touched him. He fumbled.
He needed sticky gloves.
I didn't know you grew up with Bryce Brown.
it was pretty pathetic. But, you know, but then here, it was just like, it was a culture shock. But I was very fine with it. Like, I embraced it, you know, immediately. It's not like I didn't talk to any black guy. I talked to the fucking football team. I see him every day.
I didn't have any black kids in my school, my whole entire elementary school. And then in middle school, there was two black girls in our grade, and that was it.
Wow.
Yeah. And then once I went to Triton, there was more, for sure. But, yeah, Runnymede was very predominantly white.
And I'm glad it happened the way it did, because now, after all these years, like, now I'm like, this shit doesn't bother me. It's like I remember I was talking to this guy when couple years ago when I was taking classes, and he was the same. He's like the black version of me. Like, he grew up, he hated white people, and he came from family that hated white people, you know. Now my family's from Italy, so they really never dealt with black people either, so they didn't really have any feelings towards anything.
Yeah, like they didn't go either way.
Exactly. Like, my mom loves everybody, which is weird because she hates her kids. But but he was very like anti-white, and then as he got older, he started mixing in with some white kids,
and realized they're not all.
And
when
me and him spoke, we talked all the time outside of class. We just laugh, and we would be so honest with each other. Like, I would say the N-word in front of him, but not like saying it to say it. Like, I would tell him something that incorporated that word, and he was like, I want you to be like
that.
Yeah,
like, don't treat him any differently than you would white.
Yeah, like, we would be reciting, like, the Chappelle Show to each other, and I wouldn't censor the N-word.
Absolutely.
I'd say it exactly how it was said, you know, and we'd laugh and laugh. It was just the way it was. And
fuck you, you black motherfucker!
Right, like, and we got along so great, and it was just like, I'll tell you what, I used to think back then, too, I would have loved to have gotten that guy on this show. He would have been hysterical. He would have fucking killed it on here. He's like got, I don't know, he's like an old soul. He's like my age, but he's just like old school.
We need some color on this show.
Seriously, he would have killed it on this show.
Dude, my friend LaToya would be so awesome.
Bring her on.
She lives so far. We've talked, me and her have talked about it all the time.
Where's she live again? How far?
She lives in like towards Springfield.
That's not far.
Like Haverford or something?
Havertown.
Have her spend the night at your house one night.
40 minutes.
I really want her to, because you guys would love her. She's so funny. She's like one of the funniest people I've ever met.
We'll bring her on.
Got an open mic.
That's right.
I want to.
But she can't take it, though.
Chris is going to lock every door. A metal detector is going to be at the front door.
Chris puts a video security system in the bathroom, make sure she don't steal his toothbrush or nothing.
Miss, go in the bathroom with her.
What?
Go in the bathroom with her. Girls go in pairs. Make sure she don't steal nothing.
Chris goes in the bathroom, no toilet paper. It's all gone.
He's going to hire security.
Yeah.
Your brother's going to be patting down
armed
the front
security
door.
Security.
Security. Security. All right, so get to this email.
He just had some names he wanted to share. It's John Young from Scotland.
That's my boy.
He has some MC names, some rapper names for Missy.
Oh, cool. For Missy? Oh, yeah. Okay. I don't think she's going to drop Alphabet Soup.
I love Alphabet Soup.
No, but he wants to help you find a better one, he says. So MC, which I think is stupid.
I don't like that, John.
Little L-I-L, intellect.
Ooh.
See what he did that? Low intellect.
That could be one of my aliases. Dude. I could have multiple ones, should like be, a Wu-Tang member.
She didn't get it.
Yeah. you have very little intellect. Yes.
I think that's clever.
It is clever.
Yeah.
We didn't think so you got it.
Yeah.
Be easy.
Vagina easy.
No.
Vaginals.
No. What cups?
G-cups.
G-cups?
Nope.
No. Boob dog.
Nope.
Boob dog.
Big E-tits. And finally, Busty Rhymes.
That's right, good. I like Busty Rhymes.
I like Little Intellect.
Busty Rhymes is good.
He said, although Busty Rhymes probably wouldn't rap.
What was the other one? Big E-tits?
Big E-tits. And he wants to know where the fucking t-shirts are.
Oh, yeah. We're working on
it. Slogans too. Or just a Jersey Jerks t-shirt.
I'm going to make a t-shirt that says Biggie Tits.
I'm scared to play the audio that he put on there with it.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know what it is. I haven't listened to it.
Ah, fuck it. Play it.
Fucking roll with the punches.
Ready?
I hope it's Computer Virus.
That'll be funny. You fucking Scottish prick. Hold a second.
Jackie boy.
Mother of Christ.
Fucking.
We're with you, brother.
Said a book reading parrot named Huey. The words in this book are all phooey.
This is
when
fake.
When you say them, your lips will make slips and backflips, and your tongue may end up in St. Louis. What the fuck am I doing with myself?
He made a rap, Dr. Seuss. Like
English, por favor.
That was awesome.
Feed your lawn, feed it.
That's going to be an intro to one of my songs.
What?
That little spiel. That
the
was
little
banging.
Thing from St. Louis.
Yeah, John Young, you rule. I have a question now. Why isn't your name more ethnic?
Huh?
He's Scottish. Why is his name just John Young?
I don't know, but he says he's going to spread the word about the jerks, and he wants to call them McListeners.
Okay.
This guy rules. I love him.
That's what they call McListeners.
Fuck, man. It's awesome.
I thought for a second, I thought his accent was fake.
It sounds almost...
For a second, yeah. The way it started,
off,
I thought it was like...
That's just his rap flow wasn't that good.
No, it wasn't the rap flow I was paying attention to. It was the actual accent. I thought it was fake for a second. It sounded like it was a put-on. What the fuck am I doing?
What the fuck am I doing with myself?
That was awesome.
That's pretty funny.
He sounded like Chibs-ish. Chibs-like.
No.
Yeah, because you can't.
No, because I understood anything. This guy. There's Jackie boy.
You're right. When his last scene with that chick in the season finale or the series finale.
Yeah,
I thought that was badass.
The way he played, he put her off.
Yeah, I was like, I love you.
Yeah, do what you gotta do. Do what you gotta do.
That's got a scar on his face, right?
Scars.
Yeah.
Scars. Plural.
Yeah.
I ain't got a scar. I got scars. Plural.
Remember that.
You remember that?
Yeah.
Plural.
He's from, he was in a movie.
He's in
so much shit.
We were just talking about
it. About the Benjamins?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
When he came in, he was talking about buying the boat.
Yep.
Yeah. He was in Braveheart. Mm-hmm. He was the one who, his wife was the first one to get raped after they got married.
Yeah. He's a bunch of shit.
Yeah. He's been around for a while.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Cool.
He's got like the most projects after Sons.
Does
he? He's got a lot of shit. Yeah, on the back burner. Everybody else has nothing, like two or three things. He's got like 10 things.
Jax has three.
Yeah, that's it. Nothing looks good.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, I saw one. He's doing Knights of the Round Table. He's playing King Arthur.
Yeah,
it's supposed to be like a revamping of the older movies or whatever. Also gives a shit. Exactly. Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
Unless he comes in on a bike. Yeah. Like, that's the only time it's going to be fucking interesting. So, Sean Young or Scott Young? What's his name?
John Young.
John Young. Mighty John Young.
From Scotland.
From Scotland.
Now that's an accent.
Scotland.
That's an accent.
Yeah.
I can
what's his name? James Bond dude Scottish?
Sean Connery?
Yeah. Is he Scottish, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
He sounds like that.
He doesn't sound like that. He's got
a thicker one. He's like,
yeah, he's very muffled.
Is that what he sounds like?
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that line in one of the Bond movies. Lo.
Can't do accents, though. I just made a noise.
Bouche. Yeah, he didn't sound like that at all. Bouche galore.
You right?
I haven't seen Sean Connery in ages. Is he alive?
That's because he's on his way out.
Is something wrong with him?
I don't know.
He's literally been like, there's no pictures of him in the last like 5 or 6, maybe even 10 years.
Isn't he enjoying like 80?
Whatever he is, like, you'd think that he'd be somewhere where someone would snap a shot of him. With this day and age, all the media out there.
Like, he's just enjoying, you know, whatever life left to live.
Slapping bitches.
Yeah.
I slapped her. She deserved it. You ever see that Barbara Walters interview?
So funny.
No.
She
Google that
asked,
shit.
Yeah, it's hysterical. She asked him, because he slapped his wife or something at the time. And, you know, she's like, do you have a problem? Don't you think that there's a problem? He's like, not at all. He was like so for it. He's like, she deserved it. You know,
stop,
like,
really?
Basically saying if you get out of line, you get punished.
He's an
the last time they snapped the picture of him, he was wearing a Ray Rice jersey.
He was in an elevator.
He's an OG, man.
He's a OG.
You right. know he was getting pussy left and right. Probably still is.
You think so?
Yeah, chicks dig
him. I don't even know what he looks like anymore. I can't imagine he's got any hair left. He probably just has a beard. I think all that shit on his head fell out.
He's probably just skin.
All loose, just hanging.
And wrinkly. Wrinkly balls. Shriveled.
Oh, God.
They probably don't even work.
Probably not.
I don't know. There's no reports of Sean Connery anywhere. Maybe,
they probably
John
have
Young
could spots on him.
Find us some shit on Sean Connery. Email us some.
Maybe he lives
photos.
Over there.
He probably does. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine he still lives here. Somebody, TMZ, somebody would have got a picture of him at this point.
Yeah.
Unless he doesn't look the same anymore.
Maybe he's just not. He's not.
I mean, I know people age differently than others, but how much different could he possibly look? How can you not tell it's Sean Connery? The last movie he was in, he was an old man.
Nobody probably cares.
I care.
Yeah, but like TMZ people, they're probably
like,
too worried about
I'm a
the
big
Kardashians.
Bond fan. I love the James Bond. I love all of them. And, you know, guy was like my childhood, part of my childhood, watching James Bond movies growing up. He was a pimp. They were all pimps. Yeah, all the James Bonds were pimps.
They were pimps.
Slapping bitches, fucking them, killing them.
You want me to drag my sack across your face?
Now I got Quagmire. I went from James Bond to Quagmire.
The evolution of man.
Like, Bond made it cool to be chauvinist. Quagmire is perverted. Mm-hmm. I like where this is going. It was okay to be a chauvinist if you were James Bond. Anybody, he was the only one to get away with male chauvinism. Any one of the Bond character in general, is even now, the fucking dude that plays him now, Daniel Craig.
Mm-hmm.
He's a male chauvinist, and it's like he gets away with it. There's like no issues with that at all. Thanks for playing that. It came from your laptop because you, yeah. You played The Price is Right. Well, Marco left the show abruptly.
Suck my cock, motherfucker!
Marco, why are you playing that? Loser.
Oh my God.
Oh man. So anyway, now we can talk about whatever we want.
I know. Silence.
You are the weakest link. Goodbye. It's been voted off the island.
Just turn around and lock the door.
Yeah, right.
I'll be like knocking, guys. Nobody's here.
They'll probably call in. This isn't funny, guys.
Get to use this.
Let me in.
I want to use that too.
No.
I'm not sick anymore.
I don't care.
That's not fair.
Life isn't fair. Get used to it.
Let me in, guys. This isn't funny. Let me in. Does the Skype work?
Skype rings. I'll just close this laptop.
Yeah, You can use it if you want to.
Yep.
That thing.
I can?
Yeah. Well, you don't need to now, though, do you?
No, but I want to use it.
Yeah, eventually.
Before the end of the night.
What? Why? Why is it got to be tonight?
I don't know. It's,
you got to use it if there's. If
can
it,
I do the outro in it?
No.
Oh, why?
Why would you use it for the outro?
Because it'll be fun.
She's talking about the bullhorn we have in the studio.
Why do you want to control everything that I do?
I fucking paid for that motherfucker. It didn't come out of the group funds. That's mine, nigga.
So you can share something.
I can't share shit. You don't share?
You're not
sure
fair.
She does. She shared her cold with
yeah,
you.
Exactly. Shared her herpes.
See, I did share.
Fuck off. You want a little voice effect? Go ahead. Talk.
Okay.
We put Missy in the closet.
I sound like I'm in a bathroom. Like a porta potty.
Do you see anything in the bathroom?
No.
Chris, let's dip the porta potty. Comes out with blue shit all over.
Glittery poop. I see some gold.
Here, let's fuck with your voice a little bit.
Nine.
Chris, this is what happens in her brain.
It's like a nightmare.
I can't wake up.
Holy shit. That was terrifying. I sound like I'm in space.
What?
I sound like I was in space.
No, now you sound like you're in space. You sound like a robot now.
No, I don't. Oh, yeah. There it is. It sounded normal to me. It still kind of does.
Does?
Because yeah. Your voice sucks.
Oh. I've been working on it. I have a cold now, though. I have stuff in my lungs. Whoa, that one's weird.
You're like an android.
That sounds like I'm on acid.
No, this sounds like you're on acid.
Yeah, this sounds like I'm on acid. Whoa. Yeah, that's cool. That's what I don't like. It's doing something. All right. No.
No.
No. Turn it off. That's terrifying. No. That's bad.
Test a board night?
No. She said she wanted to use the bullhorn.
I wanted to use the bullhorn.
I was like, you want me to fuck with your voice? We'll fuck with your voice. So I keep playing these.
That first thing was terrifying. Yeah.
Huh?
Not this one.
She's in the tunnel again, counting tiles. 1, 2.
I'm glad that it didn't come out all the way because I was kind of nervous about what I had said on the voicemail. Because I was really drunk.
She was like, this is a nightmare.
It is a nightmare. This is terrifying.
I hate it. Oh, God, I can't stop it.
Turn it off.
I can't. I'm trying.
Turn it off.
Let it fade.
Oh, she keeps talking. Hold on. All right.
Jesus.
Then she's back in the closet.
Back to the porta potty.
All right.
Well, that was fun. I didn't know the board could do so much fun stuff.
Oh, yeah. Just never use it.
We should.
If you want, I'll make us all chipmunks.
All right. That would be funny.
Yeah, I don't know how that would translate over the podcast. Probably sounds like shit.
Oh.
Plus, you could still hear our. Yeah. Plus, you could still hear our voices too. Marco's got a jet.
Don't ever fucking
peace
listen.
Out,
kids. Dude, he's sick, so I got.
Oh well, that's yeah. Don't blame.
What's
me.
Wrong with him? Did I give him a cold too?
Yeah, you did. You put it through me, and you know you're cold.
Would you dig into his cigarette box too?
Yep.
Your cold is a little more than the average
little
cold.
Nico.
Little mix in the herpes and the AIDS.
What's wrong with him? Is he okay?
Yeah, he's got the breathing problems.
Marco!
And we got him regulated before we bring him, you know, if not, we'll bring him to the hospital.
Fuck.
Marco!
I can't breathe
that well. Your kid doesn't talk like Darth Vader, does he?
Not yet. He will if he keeps this up.
I was born in the dark side.
Does your kid talk yet?
Yeah.
What's he say? What was his first words?
He says, go fuck yourself,
Daddy, you're an
asshole.
No, seriously.
Loser.
Best parent than Britney Spears. He says, why can't you be rich, Daddy?
Oh, my God.
No, he says, like, Buzz.
That's right, because his Woody. Mom was whispering that in his ear.
Mickey.
What was his first word?
Fuck, you want me to finish him off?
More drama.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons why I'm leaning towards not having kids.
Why? Because you don't want to take care of them when they're sick?
No, just like... You lose your freedom. Your freedom is out the fucking door. It's in the floor.
Miserable night.
Basically, it's just
that's
a string
why you have
them.
Kids. Once you're ready to be freedomless.
Freedomless.
Mm-hmm.
It's like racism all over again. Mm-hmm. Why not just be a slave?
You are a slave to your child.
Exactly. Like why? Why would I want to do that though?
To bring forth life.
The baby doesn't come out of me.
But it's a piece of you. Wouldn't you want something that was made from you? Like, doesn't that sound cool?
You should see the rag under my bed.
Like, this person would be like a
no. I know exactly what you're talking about. Yes, I would love to have a child from my loins. You know, I would just hate for it to grow up to be just like me.
And it would.
I don't know. You don't know. It could take the trait of the mother, which would be great, depending on who the mother is.
Well, regardless of whether it takes traits of you or the mother, they're both going to hate Missy.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. It's the first word. Fuck Missy.
That's
first
not
words.
True. I bet your kids would love me. They'd be like, yeah, we're Missy.
They probably would. The only thing is you'll never know because I'll never bring them around you. No, I'm just kidding. I'm joking. I'm fucking with you. You see the look on your face. You're like,
I was like,
what? Huh? Your head was going to explode.
I don't give a shit.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's I'm still up in the air about it. Like, I look a couple years down the road, I'm just like, I don't know. I used to have my heart set on it years ago, and now it's like I don't anymore.
Yeah. Maybe you should get married first and see if you like that.
But see, that's the other thing, too. It's like, what's the point of getting married if you're not going to have kids? Exactly. I don't see the point in that.
I mean, I guess because so that your love can be... Like,
I mean, granted, you know, the marriage thing helps financially.
Yeah,
you know,
financially, and you know, it's normal to get married. It's kind of like a thing. That
benefits.
Only one
green card, visa. I don't know. It depends. It's. I guess if you feel it, you'll do it. I guess it comes down to that. I don't know. What about you? Why are you feeling like it now, having kids?
What's that? I mean, listen, I go back and forth all the time with it.
Do you?
But now I'm at this point now, like, right, like, and this is a weird analogy, but I'm just going to fucking put it out there and you'll probably rip my head for it. So,
okay.
You know how, like, there's people that go to, like, everybody went to college, right? Like, so many people went to college over the past 20 years more than normal, than used to. It's, like, normal to go to college.
Right, now. All the ones that are in debt right now. Right?
Yeah.
I gotcha.
And not everybody was really meant to go to college. But they just think that they are because they think that that's what they're supposed to do.
Right.
I might just be one of those people that's probably not meant to have kids.
Oh, you said that before, though. Yeah. You've made that claim before.
My reasons for wanting to have kids versus not wanting to have kids, they're changing. So, like, the reasons that it used to be are different now.
Okay. Like, what's changed, for instance? Give me one example. Like, what's a reason now?
Okay. A reason... The best way for me to explain it is like this. When I was younger, the reason why I didn't want to have kids was because...
You were still a kid.
I was still a kid. Right. I didn't want the responsibility. Right. I didn't want to raise it. Now it's like, oh, man, will I, like, raise a kid right? Do I have enough money? Like, do I...
The normal
I have to find, like, a right person. Like,
everybody
yeah,
has.
Like,
yeah.
You know, so it's, I'm grown up thinking about it now. So now I'm in the grown-up part of thinking about it, and right. Now it's like, I guess I have to find that right person to do that with, I guess.
Right.
And if I even want to, I don't know. I'm 35. I feel like I have a big window. Not a big window, but a bigger window than when I got in a panic mode. I was like, oh, my God, I only have 5 years in my mind. But now it's like, all right, I got 5 years still. You know what I mean?
Hey.
5 years is not a long time.
Yeah, it's especially not, now that you're 35, it goes by quicker.
But I'm not going to push it. I'm not going to rush it. And I'm not going to try and make it happen. If it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't. That's kind of where I'm at in my head right now.
Right.
Yeah. I'm just trying to look at it realistically.
I mean, that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, I do the same thing. I look at it, it's like, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen. If it doesn't, it doesn't. I mean, whatever.
Yeah. My friends.
I hope my brother has a kid then if I don't.
Yeah, that's kind of my thing. Like, I was talking to my friend Melissa about it today. And
I don't want our bloodline to end.
I don't think it will.
But I don't want to bring a kid just for that reason. Like, I don't want to bring a kid in this world just for that reason, you know?
You have to bring a kid into this world for the right reason.
Well, I mean, no. I mean, it'd be nice to spread the bloodline further down the road, but you can't just say, all right, well, the kid's born, let him fend for himself. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, you got to deal with all the bullshit that comes along with
exactly.
it.
Exactly. I'm thinking about donating sperm.
Are you being serious?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm thinking about donating sperm.
Donate sperm?
Because then at some point, sometime, maybe someone will use it, have a kid, and even though they'll never know, it's still my bloodline out there. So it doesn't matter.
You're still like a part of this world.
Exactly. Like, yeah. There's still some part of my bloodline out there.
Yeah. I mean,
even though the name may fade away or whatever, it doesn't matter. They're still, you know, and they can trace it back and say, oh, yeah, this is the, you know, whatever. I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Or it could just rape.
Or just do that.
Yeah.
You don't think you knocked up anybody in your past that's going to come with a kid like later on in life?
I only had one scare and then the baby didn't survive.
Oh.
Well, it was a long story, but.
You killed it?
No, I didn't.
A miscarriage?
Yes, okay. Miscarriage, but it was a violent one. It has nothing to do with me.
Oh, did you push her down the steps?
No, her father did. Beat the shit out of her, yeah.
You've been through some shit.
Yeah. I mean, I'm fine. You know, I'm not fucked up over it.
Yeah, didn't throw him down the steps.
Yeah.
That's a hard thing to deal with.
It was at the time. It was very difficult. I mean, you know, this is the same woman that tried to kill me afterwards, you know. But I don't.
So it was a blessing.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Well, you know what? It shouldn't have happened anyway because I overstayed in that relationship. I knew it was wrong to be in that. I was young, man. I didn't know any better. I was fucking stupid. I wasn't even 21 yet. I was just like, whatever. You know how you are when you're young and
you're getting pussy.
Exactly. And you're just like,
you're
whatever.
You're like, cool, whatever. It's easy.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I was having a good time and then I should have known. I mean, I knew deep down inside that she was definitely not the right chick to be around. She was trouble. Her family was shit, obviously. But at the same time, I didn't know any better. You know, it's not like I had all these options. You know, I was like in a certain place in my life. You know, I was in a certain spot, area, whatever. You know, I was working at Home Depot. I met her there. She worked there. And, you know, we went out and started a relationship and it just turned to shit. But I should have. Right. Exactly. It happens. It's like everybody else goes through it. But, you know, it's whatever. It is what it is. I think it helped me realize that bitches are crazy.
BBC.
Right. Yeah, bitches be crazy. But, you know, what are you going to do? And I'm glad that that kid, well, it's a shitty thing to say, but I'm glad I didn't have that kid.
Yeah.
Let's put it that way. Because it would have been a disaster.
Your life would probably be horrible.
I wouldn't be here right now. Yeah. Who knows where I'd be? But I wouldn't be here. So, you know, it was a blessing. You know, that's why I'm not like all fucked up over it. I was at the time, and then I realized, you know what? This happened for a reason. You know, I wasn't meant to have a kid with this piece of shit and her piece of shit family looming over us.
Yeah, you know? Fuck that.
Yeah, we're all fucking drug addicts, alcoholics, you know.
That would have been a great kid.
Yeah, I mean, it was fucked up. I mean, you're talking about epitome of white trash.
That like, sucks.
Yeah. So...
Were they from Runnymede?
No, they were from South Philly. But I'm glad that shit never panned out. This is the one that got the tattoo of her ex-boyfriend while we were going out.
Yeah.
His name, and I was like, what the fuck? Like, that was just, like, she went mental after she lost the kid. I mean, she was always a little nutty, but this really opened up the floodgates after she had the
miscarriage. How did she explain that to you? I forget.
She asked me, we're, like, sitting down, and we're just watching a movie, and she's like, you know if it's easy to get tattoos removed? And I was like, what? Like, so no. I had a tattoo at the time. And I was like, ah, fuck do I know, you know? And I was like, why do you ask? And she's like, because I got one and I want to get it removed. I was like, what? When did you get a tattoo? And she pulled down her fucking sock. This is how white trash she got on her ankle. In big black bold letters. And Jeff. Right across your fucking ankle. Like, it wasn't even nicely written. It was like box letters. Like, like some homeless guy did it with a fucking Bic pen or something. And I was like, oh my God. Like, this is gross. I'm like,
were you like, is that real?
Well, at first I was, but you knew it was real because it was all red around. Swollen. Yeah, it was like, it was fresh. So I was like, that's it. I'm done. I can't deal with this no more. Because I fought her ex multiple times, like literally fought. Like one time out front of her house.
She didn't explain why she had gotten Jeff's name tattooed on her?
She did explain. I was like, you're a fucking piece of shit.
What is her explanation?
Her explanation was she got drunk and she went out with him. She cheated on me is what it was.
Oh.
Yeah, she did it multiple times. So I was like, man, thank God I used a rubber with this bitch.
Yeah.
You know? And that's why she got pregnant, because the rubber busted. Ugh. That's the only reason why she got pregnant. It wasn't because I was going commando on her. Like, I refused to. I could tell she was trash. I knew. That's what I mean. I knew she was trash. She was a hooah.
You just didn't care.
Huh?
You just didn't care.
No, I didn't care.
No, at that age, you never care. No, exactly. It's tough to get rid of old pussy without having new pussy lined up.
She was a whore. Yeah.
She was a hooah.
She was a hooah. She was a whore. But that's you're right. You know, it's once you're getting pussy, you're not thinking anything else. You're just like, as long as pussy's around, mm-hmm. I'm good. You know. But it was a good learning experience. I can say that. There are a few relationships I've been in have been really good learning experience. Yeah. I mean,
that's
like
good
really
when you
boost
learn something from them.
It's so it feels so good to like get out of a relationship and you feel like your relationship intelligence like boosts like so many levels.
Yeah.
Like with skipping levels. Like, wow, I learned so much now.
Do you
here.
Feel like you learn more about relationships or more about yourself?
Both.
Yeah.
Both. Absolutely.
I find that
and
I
people.
Learn a lot about myself.
Relationships, myself and people. Like you learn, this is how you learn when people betray you in a certain way that you've never been betrayed. And there's trust. You learn about trust better, you know, under a magnifying glass and all kinds of other things. You just soak all that up and you're like, well, now I know what to look out for, you know, and then you can see. So next time you see a sign that's similar to something you've gone through, you should know that you should jump out of that plane immediately.
Don't you believe that people are different though and act different ways?
No. I think everyone is basically the same in their most like primal roots. I think everyone's the same.
And you think that cheating is a primal?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Because it's an unnatural to stay.
In a sense, yeah. I mean, society has changed the rules of, you know, primal instinct. You know, conformed society has changed the rules. There was no marriage when man first walked the planet. Guys would fuck whoever they want. You know, look at the animal kingdom. There's literally like... The smallest percentage of certain animals or species that actually are monogamous.
Yeah. And it's like weird shit, like
penguins.
Yeah.
They're not even real animals.
They're like a kind of a bird, birdish seal.
Right. They're like the
like
Middle
they
Easterns.
Even, they don't even fly, right?
No.
Like how, I don't get that shit. How do you?
Oh no, I never fucked a penguin. So I never went out with a penguin. But yeah, I mean. We're just, I don't think that humans are meant to be monogamous. I mean, we do it now and we're okay with it because, you know.
I think you kind of just get tired of like running around and then find somebody to settle down with because you just don't want
but
to.
There's a lot of people that don't. We have friends that don't like to be monogamous. You know? They just
like
still,
to cheat or just.
No, they just don't. They try not to get tied down, you know, and they just. Go from one to the next because they can and because it's easier than being emotionally involved with somebody and getting hurt. Some people are afraid of getting hurt and that's why they don't get in relationships because they're just like, I don't want to deal with the bullshit.
Yeah.
Because maybe they won't know how to act if something goes wrong. You know, so they've avoided it all their lives. It's like people that have issues that avoid things that bring them back to those issues. They just don't deal with it. I don't like confrontation. I'm not dealing with it. Just run. They run instead of deal with their problems, and it always comes back to haunt them.
Yeah, it always bites you right in the
ass. Exactly.
Because it'll just continue to
if
happen.
You just face them head on and just, you know, get rid of them right there, and you'll be fine, and you don't have to worry about it. Like, that's one thing I'm glad that I'm the kind of person that wants to deal with shit right on the spot. No simmering, no letting it go. It's stupid.
Well, it's stupid to let things simmer sometimes because it's like you need to get out that like raw emotion.
Right. And things die down. Too. Right. Things die down and get numb.
Yeah. And then you don't get out all the feelings that you need to get out had you had that conversation if you were angry.
Right.
I mean, if you were in a fit of rage, yeah, calm the fuck down.
Well, yeah.
So
I
you
mean,
don't hurt anybody. Right.
But again, it's primal instinct.
Yeah.
You know, rage, sex, that's all primal. You know, like.
But that, you don't think love is.
No. I think the love of family is primal.
Okay, but a love of someone else.
No, I think that's something that was man-made.
But don't you think that
evolved over centuries?
Riddle me this.
Okay.
Don't you think that the reason why you start to love someone else that isn't in your family is because you want to build a family with them? So now you're extending
but it's,
your family.
It's an extension of the love for family.
So
because look at it this way. Look at it this way. A maybe I'm pulling this out of my ass, but I feel that this may be along the lines of being correct. But notice that married couples, they love each other. But the moment they start having kids, one of those two people in that couple start to love the kids more than
the other person.
They replace the love with the kids over the spouse.
Right. Which I feel like that happens a lot.
It does. I think it does too. You know, I think one of the two or both start to love the kids more than they love each other. And they like, you know, it's like part of their system, I guess.
Yeah,
I
think is a good thing.
But see, I don't like that. I don't like that at all. I want to, for me, the perfect relationship is to be married, have children, but still have a strong bond and love for my wife and vice versa.
Yeah, I think if you find the right person, you can have that.
You know, because the only thing that the husband and wife have in common at that point is the same complaints about their children.
Right.
You know, but there's always favorites. See how there's always favorites? Like one kid thinks dad's the favorite, the other one thinks mom's the favorite.
Oh, yeah.
Or the mom will think the oldest is the favorite. The dad will think the youngest is the, you know, it's weird.
Oh, hell yeah. I have two brothers, so I get it.
Right. So, but I think a lot of that is more man-made. I don't think it's really primal, the love thing.
Yeah.
I think it's all about like necessity.
That's primal.
Yeah.
Necessity. That makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, think about when you're born, right?
But it's not necessary to cheat or it's not necessary to like fuck everybody.
But it's not necessary to stay with one person either. It is in society now. But it wasn't back then. I mean, think about when you're born. When you're born, the first thing you want is a tit. You want to eat.
Yeah.
You know? So you want a tit. But in some weird Freudian way, they say that that connection with the mom is like on some fucking weird level is somewhat sexual too.
Oh, yeah.
Which is weird to me, you know?
Well, it's the same thing with girls and their fathers.
Well, yeah, but the girl doesn't come out of the womb and suck on the dad's penis for milk, you know?
No.
You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe in some cultures, but not that I've ever heard of.
Well, that's why a majority...
I like where this is going.
Well, that's why that's why cycles are barely ever broken in the way that families are. Like, because a guy... And I'm not saying all the time, but I've seen it a lot. A guy will always look for somebody that's like their mother. And a girl
That bothers me too. You know why? I'm going to give you a perfect example. I've always tried to date women that were nothing like my mother.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. And currently, same thing. I'm really, you know, my girlfriend is...
Not like your mother.
I thought. I'm starting to notice new things over the years.
So your girlfriend hates you too?
Yeah, basically. But I'm starting to know, and I caught myself saying this to her even recently. I said, God, you're just like my mother. And like I almost like choke on my own tongue when I say that because I'm like, oh my God. Like she's real hard-headed like my mom. She talks fast like my mom.
If she starts speaking broken English, run.
She doesn't – I don't have to worry about that. Thanks. That's the one thing I don't have to worry about. But she's the kind of person that never lets me finish. Like if I'm trying, if she asks me a question, says, well, why is this the way it is? Or why are you doing this the way it, you know, whatever. And I go to answer her. She gives me three words.
And then, interrupts you.
Then she just steps on it. Doesn't even let me give her my reasoning. And then makes her own like judgment about it. But wait, you didn't hear what I have to say. That's what my mother does. She hears one trigger word and she already has her own answer. And then that's it. I'm like, oh, like I want to just fucking rip my own ears off, you know? it drives me insane. And, you know, there's other things too. Like my mom is very naive and so is my girlfriend. She doesn't see it sometimes and I have to explain it to her. I mean, she's not like naive 24/7, but certain things she's kind of naive about. It's just like, how do you not see that? Like, come on. Seriously? It's weird. You know, it should be obvious. But she doesn't think like I do.
Right.
You know? So. And she loves wine.
most women do.
Which is very, yeah. very similar to
I like beer. But most
like,
women
my
love
mom
wine.
Drinks way too much wine. Like, she's a wino.
That's awesome.
And I think my girlfriend's on the same path. Like, she's going to end up being like my mom, where it's like, you know, I have like a couple glasses for dinner at best.
Yeah.
It's like polish off a bottle.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's like,
I mean, shit, a bottle's only really like three glasses. So.
Technically, it's four. You just, yeah, you just use. You
just have a heavy hand.
You just, yeah, you just, you find a higher line with the glasses.
A bigger wine glass.
Right. But it's just. There's little things I notice and I'm just like, oh my God. And then I go like into my own mind. And I'm thinking, is this why I'm attracted to her? Is this? And it's like, no, it can't be because it pisses me off when she does it.
Yeah.
And I say something. Yeah. Because there's tons of other shit about her that, you know, makes me want to be with her. You know what I mean? And it's not even that the stuff she reminds me of my mom makes me not want to be with. It's just that I'm just noticing these things and I'm like, where the fuck did this come from? Who are you? And it's like, am I bringing this out of her? Because I never seen it before.
No, you're not bringing it out of her.
Right.
Yeah,
it's already there. It's just, it was dormant up until this moment. And now all of a sudden it pops up and I'm like, what the fuck? It's like a virus. You know? AIDS?
How long have you guys been together now?
About 3.5 years.
I mean, you've been.
It's not long.
I mean, it's not
long
short.
For me. It's long for me. It's the longest it's ever been for me. I've never went over 2 years once, and it wasn't even that much longer than 2 years.
Oh, man.
But you know, when you get older, man, you just like your energy levels like through the basement. You're just like, I'm done. It's not. It's. I'm not calling it settling. I'm just a lazy piece of shit, and it's like. I don't fight battles like I used to. I used to be a fucking Viking warrior when it came to fighting battles. Now it's just like, you win. I'm too fucking tired to argue.
Why can't you ever do that here? You argue me to the death before the show.
Well, you're always wrong.
Hold on a second. There's a difference, though. If my girlfriend was like you, we couldn't even be together anymore. I would have dumped her ages ago. Or I would have buried her alive. I'm burying you. Yeah, there's no way. I mean, if she was that stupid, I would fucking kill her or kill myself.
I'm not that stupid, goddammit.
She said some missy things, and I use you. I'll be like, that's a missy thing. Don't ever let me hear you say that again. You know, it was like a little slip. Like, don't go there. You know, think about what you're about to say. Rethink it and say it. Because if you say a missy thing, my head's going to explode. And she actually takes offense to that. She's like, don't
I'm
say
not that,
that
yeah. stupid.
No, she'll say, don't say that. It's not right.
Thanks for having my back, girl.
I think she meant it as,
yeah.
Don't call me stupid.
God damn it.
Without calling me stupid, because I don't call her stupid. Yeah, I don't know. It's just, it's weird, like, to see that resemblance sometimes. It's like, where did that come from? Like, I didn't expect that shit. It's scary because that's the other thing too. There's this myth that once you get married, like once you sign the paper, that person like takes off that shell that they were in this whole time. And then the real person comes out. And I see it with like people I know, family, friends.
Yeah. I've seen it a lot.
It's crazy. It's like, wow, let me ask you something. Cause I never really noticed, Chris, when your brother got married, did their relationship change at all? Because it didn't seem that way. I think there were like one of the few exceptions where it were the same before and after. I mean, granted,
yeah, he was an asshole before they got married. He's an asshole now. And she knows how to deal with him.
She's a fucking saint. But,
yeah, in most relationships that people that have gotten married, I've definitely seen a change. But there is one that I've never seen a change. The stupid people definitely remain the same.
The stupid people remaining the same?
The two people remain the same.
Like, these are the stupid people, right? I was like, wow, you need to find someone stupid. You'll be great.
Yeah, but you never really know what's going on in somebody's relationship.
I need a partner in crime for the rest of my life.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's what I want. Yep. I want someone who's going to, like, you know, like we had this, me and her had a conversation over the weekend. I was really bummed about the Eagles. And here's my thing. My girlfriend is such a fake sports person.
Most girls.
Right, but, and I don't mind if you're just not into it, then that's cool. But don't tell me you are. Like, you know, we first started going out. She's like this big Eagles fan, big Flyers fan. No, she's not. She doesn't know shit about – she barely even knows the colors of the fucking uniform. She don't know any players. She don't know the rules. She doesn't even know some of the terminology. And it's like the only – you know when she likes it? When she tailgates.
Right. Girls like the atmosphere of a sporting event.
Yeah, exactly. The event. So now
when we're at the house watching it, I'm all into it. I have like this – I create this imaginary bubble.
She's probably multitasking, right?
She never sits still. Yeah. Never. And it just drives me up a fucking wall. Never cheers. You know, never – she and yet for some reason it's like in her eyes she's participating, but she's not, you know. Right. And it drives me crazy because it's like her and her sister start yapping back and forth and I'm just like, no. She doesn't get how important it is to me that it is my religion. If I have a religion, it's football on Sunday.
Okay.
And she doesn't get it. She does not get it. And I said to her, I was like, you know, I think I'm going to start staying home.
I was just going to ask you.
And she got so upset with me. And I was like, you can't be upset with me because I drive all the way here. You know how stoked I am about the game. I don't want to be bothered during the game. I don't want to do anything else but watch and pay attention to the game. And I got to hear her and her sister bah, 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 back and forth, or her on the phone, or her, you know, hearing shit off of her phone. It's like so distracting. It's like, what the fuck am I into right now? Like, where is my, you know,
zen?
Right. It's like you knew from day one, this is my, you know, my religion. This is the one thing I hold sacred.
Why can't her and her sister go in another room and talk?
Oh, because
in her mind, she's watching the game.
Right, exactly. Like, that's my point. Like, that's her. If you're, she's in the room. No. I wish, but no.
A couple years ago, I was dating this girl, and it was either a Sunday or Monday night game. The Eagles were playing the Cowboys, and a bunch of us got together, her and a couple of her friends, me and a couple of my friends. We all went to my friend's house, and we're watching the game, and the girls pretend to be all into football, but they're really not. Into the atmosphere.
Right.
So they're babbling, talking back and forth, and I tried to be nice at first. Like, I would turn up the volume a little bit.
Right.
You know,
I've done that
you're trying
too.
To give them the hint.
Yeah.
Like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Well, at one point, the girl I was dating, my friend had these, like, fucking gay magazines, the celebrity magazines, and I throw it at her.
Right.
Not, like, throw it in her face, but here, like,
right.
Read. Shut the fuck up. So, finally, it got the
halftime.
Don't
make me a sandwich.
And I think the Eagles might have been losing at the time, or they just weren't playing well, so I was already aggravated.
Right.
I got up at halftime, and I blew up every girl in that fucking house and walked out.
I understand.
Like, I must have said cunt, like, 150 times
in
3 minutes.
And I won't go there because that would be very bad for me if I went there.
It was different
for
you.
Here's my
thing.
That
was a piece of ass.
That's
for
my
this
problem. I don't yell when if her and her sister start talking or if she's on the phone, I don't yell because I already know right off the bat I'm not at home.
Mm-hmm.
I'm at her place. So I'm not going to disrespect her space. If anything, I should leave and go somewhere where I can watch the game.
That's exactly what I did.
You know, there was a couple times in the past where I actually sat in my car and listened on the radio because I couldn't take it anymore. And
holy
I shouldn't
shit.
Have to do that. I shouldn't have to do that. But it is really irritating, and I don't think she really understands. And honestly, on some weird level, I almost think she doesn't care to understand. Like, I think she thinks that I'm just being dramatic about it, but it's not. It's not me being dramatic. I'm passionate about
it. Let me ask you something. Is there something that she watches while you're around that you don't watch?
Well, here's her example she tried to throw back in my face. She said, well, when we first started going out, you know, we used to go hiking and take walks and stuff. And I was like, I never said I like doing that. I did it because you like to do it. I never said that.
Which
that's
you
what
would
I was
probably do it now if she wanted to do
not
it.
Not really, no.
You wouldn't do it
no, now? No, because no. If
not in December. It's fucking cold.
Exactly. Even though we have in the past.
Well, if it was warm.
But regardless, it's different now. You know, I never had to work on the weekend. Now I do, and I'm tired. You know, my worst day is Saturday, and I'm exhausted. And plus, Sunday is football day. You know, this time of year, it's football day.
Right.
But she was like, yeah, well, we used to do this, that, and I'm like, yeah, but I never said I like doing that. I did it because you wanted to do it. I did it because you like to do it. You know, you told me in the beginning that you like to watch the Eagles. You like to, you know. And I'm like, but the truth of the matter is unless you have tickets to the game, you don't like shit. And even if you did have tickets to the game, you probably wouldn't watch the whole game anyway. You'd probably go walking around the concourse or whatever.
Here's the thing. How much are you really asking of her? They play 16 regular season games, right?
Right.
Two of them are on Monday night. So now you're down to 14 games. One of them is on Thursday, 13 games. Right. One of them's on a Saturday this year, 12 games. You're asking her for fucking 12 Sundays.
Right.
Out of the entire year. 12 Shut the fuck up and let me watch the game.
Do you know that every game the Eagles lost, I was at her house?
Well, stop going, asshole.
Stop going to her house.
Make her come to your house on Sundays.
Well, that's the thing. Like, if she's at my house, it's different because there's no one there for her to interact with. It's just, but she's still not participating. Like, when I say
participate, you want her to participate, go to a bar.
No, no.
She'll have a blast.
No, what I mean participate is watch quietly. That's what I mean. Like, focus.
So
you know?
She wants to chat during it,
well,
too.
Not necessarily, but she'll sit there. Like, you know how you, like, play on your phone before we start the show?
Yeah.
Well, she's doing that during the game, and it drives me insane.
Why?
Like, I'm okay with the quiet part, but it's just like, you said, like, you know, she goes out and buys a little cute jersey, like the hot jersey for girls or whatever. Yeah. It's not real. Like, you're not really passionate. Like,
but that's the way most girls are.
And then she was surprised to hear that I was emotional when the Phillies won the World Series. I was like, are you kidding me?
Girls don't get it, man.
They don't get it.
They don't get it.
Girls do not understand that there are certain men, when it comes to sports, it is above almost everything in their life. Especially when they hit that goal.
Oh, yeah.
And I told her, I was like, if the Eagles ever win the Super Bowl, and they probably won't in my lifetime, but if they do by some miracle, if you're not riding on this train with me, you better get the fuck off because you're going to get hurt. Like, my brother almost broke my nose when the Phillies won the World Series because we went in for like a brother hug, you know, like a celebration hug, and my head was down and he crashed his fucking shoulder right into the bridge of my nose and my eyes started watering up, you know, from the pain. But I didn't care. I was so happy. Like,
yeah.
I would have taken a broken nose. It was worth having one. And then like an hour and a half later, I see Chris and his brother at Foreman Mills. We're buying up half the fucking store with Phillies championship gear.
Buying those cheap ass t-shirts.
Whatever. Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
You know? But that's my point. It's like it really is fanatical. It's like a religion. It's crazy. It's like, you know, there is nothing else but that at that moment. I don't think she understands, you know. And I don't even care about going to the game so much. I love watching it on TV because I get more of it.
Football's a better sport
to watch on
TV than it is life.
Absolutely it is.
I mean, the atmosphere at the stadium's cool.
Sure.
If you really want to watch the game, football's
better
on TV
than it
is live.
And that's the thing. She's always like, we should go to a game. We should go to a game. And I would, but, you know, I am so, like, wrapped into it. Like, I want to catch every, you know, nook and cranny of this game.
Yeah, because then somebody's
going
to talk
about
it. And you'll be like, I didn't see that shit.
Right. I can't deal with that. Like, I don't like distractions. You know, I'm so focused on it that it's like, you know, it's basically like waiting for the movie you've been waiting for like 5 years and going to see it, and someone just talks through the whole thing.
It was like Sons on Tuesday for me. My mom just started getting into it.
She was talking to you while this finale was happening?
Yeah, to the point where I literally at one point was just like, shush, 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 shush.
You were at her house watching it with her?
And she was like, I'm sorry. Like, she got it, though, like right away, because I was just like,
girl
she kept
does.
Talking, and I was ignoring her.
You should have pulled a gem and stabbed her head with a fork.
I was like, just please, please, please be quiet.
That's fucking cold blood. My girlfriend does that, too, sometimes. She'll, like, say, She gets emotional with TV. She gets like real emotional. She starts talking. She's like a black person in the movie theater.
I'm like,
she starts talking to the TV like they're going to answer back.
Yeah.
And then she gets so mad at me because I shush her.
Mm-hmm. Wait a second. She gets emotional on a TV show but doesn't understand why you get emotional for a sports game. Sports are real life. TV shows is fucking fake.
But like, perfect example. Let me paint the pictures. Like, say it's a Walking Dead clip, right? It's a scene in The Walking Dead. So one of the main characters is like trapped somewhere and there's walkers coming. And she's like, why isn't he going for the broken window? And it's like, shh. You know what I mean? Like, he can't hear you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I get the passion and I appreciate it. No need to talk over the dialogue because then I got to rewind it just to hear what they – because these shows nowadays, it is important to hear everything.
Every little thing.
Right. And let me tell you, sometimes if I don't – like when, for instance, Sons of Anarchy, when Chibs talks, I put on the fucking captions. I want to hear what he has to say. And if I can't hear it, I'll read it.
No, it makes sense.
And I've caught everything he said. You know, like when they were saying goodbye to Jax this past week, you know, did you notice when Tig –
He said something to him.
Did you hear what he said?
Nope.
No. Neither did I. I rewound it, put the captions on. He says, I have no words, brother. No words. That's all he said to him. But I didn't hear that. I didn't hear it either. And I was like, what the fuck did he say? That shit's important.
All I heard was, tranny fucker.
Ball licker.
Tiggs, you're gay. You know that. Right?
Ferg. I appreciate her passion when we watch movies and TV, but she goes a little overboard. You know, like I'll yell during a football game, but like when you're watching sports, it's okay to yell.
Yeah, it'll be like, what That's the fuck one. Was that?
The audio is not important.
Right.
It does add a certain element to the game, but it's not important.
It is important, but the audio, the commentary only happens.
It's not vital.
No,
like the audio.
But I don't want to say that either because that means that you could watch a game on mute and you can't. I don't think you can watch a game.
You
on
can't,
mute.
But you can watch a game with shitty commentators.
Because that means that it's okay for her and her sister to talk while I'm watching the game. And that's not okay.
No, because there's so many commentators now that suck balls.
But it's not just about the commentating. Like I want to hear
whistle blown.
Yeah, okay. You know, and I want to hear what the call is from the referee, right. And you know, I want to hear what the bullshit replay judge in New York is saying, you know, about the call.
Yeah, I hate that thing. Right. By the way,
but I still want to hear it.
Yeah,
you know, I want to know what the fuck his intake is or his take on it is, and you know, like I'll sit there and I'll be like so fucking mad, like if they, you know, if he throws a shitty pass and the dude drives like, you know, this lazy motherfucker, talking about Riley Cooper actually. I'm like, what the fuck is he even doing out there? Like I'll say shit like that. You know, my emotions are starting to come out.
But that's okay to say that.
Right, but now it seems like I seem like I'm one-sided to her because it's like it's okay if I yell
because
about something.
You know when to talk and when not to.
Well, yeah, but she doesn't get that. And she thinks I'm like – I think she thinks that I'm like not belittling her, but like I'm saying I have full – access to do and
again,
say what I want.
The audio is not vital to the game. It enhances the experience, but it's not vital. You don't need audio to watch the game.
Right. Like when someone scores a touchdown, you cheer.
Right.
You slap, you know, high five, whatever, you pound, whatever the fuck you do. You throw shit, whatever. Yeah. But, you know, when the play goes bad, you yell, you scream, you curse, whatever. Like that's part of the thing.
Had your girlfriend and her sister be talking about the game, you wouldn't care as much. I don't think. Not asking questions about the game.
But that's the thing. It'll turn into a question.
Yeah, but if they were just chatting about the game, it's not about them talking. It's about what they're talking about.
Yeah, it probably wouldn't bother me. But it starts to drown out. Is this even possible? Because it seems like it is for me. Them talking about irrelevant shit during a football game actually starts to drown out my vision on the game.
It's called hysterical blindness.
Does it make sense?
It's a thing.
I'm watching the game and I'm paying attention, but I hear a voice on my right side, I hear a voice on my left side, and it's causing me to lose focus on the game. Not like everything's blurry.
Yeah.
But like I feel like distraction is
absolutely
coming. You know, and it's like,
because all you're trying to do is not hear them. So what are you gonna do?
Now I'm sitting there and I'm like, you know, incognito, raising the volume of the TV one thing at a time until they finally, hopefully, get it, and they don't. And I can only go so.
Guys, can you please be quiet?
But that's the thing, though. When I'm in their den, I'm just like.
It's their house.
Exactly. I can't. And I'm not an asshole like that. Because then if I rub one of them the wrong way, they're going to pull the, well, it's my fucking house, motherfucker. Get out. And I'm sorry. Exactly. And I'm sorry, but if I'm pushed to that limit.
You're going
to
leave.
I'm going to fucking leave.
Absolutely. So would I.
That's who I am. I'm going to fucking leave. All right. Don't threaten me and think that I'm just going to sit there and take it. I'm going to fucking go, you know? But that's why I don't want to start that fucking argument, that fight.
Yeah, because, I mean, you're avoiding it. Because
it goes into something else. It goes into something else later, and it's stupid. It becomes stupid later because it's like, what are we fighting for?
You know? Well, because it'll snowball.
Exactly, and I don't want to. That's why I'm making the conscious effort to not lose my shit.
But I kind of feel like the...
I still roll my eyes like...
Yeah, that's what I mean. You're doing like passive aggressive.
Yes, like really. Right. I'm definitely dropping hints, but nobody gets it, you know?
Well, I mean, how many hints do you have to drop before you turn around and say, will you please shut the fuck up?
Bob, why
are you? And I realize you're in a situation where you really can't do that.
Just don't go to her house anymore.
Well, that's the thing. If I don't go to her house, then that becomes an issue. Well, why aren't you going to watch the game with me?
Because you don't shut up.
Because I can't concentrate. You,
it's
lately.
Not that easy.
I know it's not
that easy.
You
can't do that.
Okay,
I mean,
then say this.
If I say that to her, I mean, she's
then
not going to
accept
it. It's not acceptable.
Say this. Say this. Every time I've watched a game at your house, they've lost.
I told her that.
That's good.
Yeah, I know, but she doesn't believe in the whole.
But it's
ask
obvious.
Her,
but
do you want the Eagles to lose?
Yeah.
But that's
say,
the
do
thing.
Do you want
I
free coffee tomorrow? It, come on.
You know what? That's party foul. Hold on. Party foul.
We're a girl who
she
doesn't
lives,
really like football.
She lives... No, I don't care about that.
Okay.
She lives in Delaware. She works in Maryland. She uses it when the fucking Ravens win, too.
Good for her.
No way.
She cheated the system.
Good for her.
Good for her. That's not a party fail.
I think that's
smart
bullshit. Broad. If you're an Eagles fan, I think on principle you don't fucking take that
she's
shit.
Not an Eagles fan.
She is an Eagles fan. She's not a Ravens fan.
She's not a football fan.
She's not a football fan. If she had to be a
she's
fan...
She's a party
yeah.
fan.
Yeah.
And parties
that is a true statement.
Events are awesome.
That is a true statement. She loves the Super Bowl
sure.
for the party atmosphere.
Absolutely.
She doesn't love it for the actual game.
Absolutely.
She cares about the commercials, the halftime
show, doesn't cheer,
and the atmosphere.
She doesn't cheer during the Eagles game. Sit and watch her house. Take her to Xfinity Live during the game. She'll probably be fucking going nuts.
She'll probably cheer all night.
Mm-hmm. It's the atmosphere. Girls
she'll
love
scream,
the atmosphere.
Motherfucker. Like, she'll be into it.
I don't know if she'll scream, motherfucker.
She doesn't have Tourette's, miss. Look, I love the girl to death. There's just certain things like
that's when that like when people say
she kind of took my man card from me.
Well, I mean, not you particularly, but guys always give that up in a relationship.
No. I didn't give it to her. She took it.
Well, then take it the fuck back.
No. But here's my thing. Here's my point. This is how she took it. She constantly nags me about doing shit that's female oriented. And it's like, whoa, who are you talking to? You have girlfriends. Do that with them.
Fucking A.
Like, she wanted me to go to this garden place, like this Longwood Gardens.
With your friends. Oh, that's romantic. That's why.
I get that.
Yeah.
But like.
That's a couple things.
Because she had a free thing for it.
Make a deal with her.
Hold on a second.
Dude, go to that.
Hold
that's
on a
expensive.
Second. But we could only go like on a Monday or Tuesday. I got to get up early, man.
Then she's got to go find somebody else.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah. Well, now it's too late. They expired at this point.
I was going to say, like, you just compromised.
I had to use them by this past Monday, and I was sick because of you. Thank you, by the way.
Sorry, sir.
Yeah. But.
So you're not really sick. You
no,
just
I'm
don't go.
No,
you just
fuck
don't
that.
Go.
I'm sick, and you could tell.
Ew, that's so moist.
I'm gonna swallow it now.
Oh, don't! Are you really gonna swallow it?
Gone.
Oh, you're so disgusting.
It'll come up later.
Oh my god,
Missy called you disgusting.
I know.
Here, do you want this? You can spit into it.
I would have taken it, but it's gone now.
Well, in case it comes back.
Nah, I'm good. We're gonna wrap up soon anyway.
Oh, you're such a slob.
Whatever.
Oh.
I'd rather swallow that than shit you swallow.
Your whole entire tongue is white as a ghost.
Well, yeah, because it's dry like a fucking cactus. I have like such cotton mouth the last couple days.
Weed.
Yeah, I wish. But yeah, like I think she took my man card because she's been asking me to do a lot of girly things, and I'm like, what happened?
Are
like,
you doing it?
No.
Well, then
but like she
fine.
Gets, but she gets upset with me over it. It's like, what the fuck, man? I'm a man. Treat me like a fucking man. You know, like I'll treat you like a girl, but treat me like a fucking man. Like, what the fuck?
You're a couple. You're going to do couple-y things.
No, I'm okay with doing couple things. Like, you know, whatever. If it's going out to dinner or going someplace. But, like, she wants me to do weird shit that's, like, something I would never do. You know?
Tell her to shut the fuck up during the Eagles game so you'll take her to one of those things.
No, I'm not trying to. No, because for me, the Eagles game is a simple fix.
Does she listen to this show?
Yeah, she's probably listening now. She's probably not going to talk to me. She's probably going to get mad at me. God.
I mean, you're like, I can't do all these things, but you're like telling her right
but
now.
But she knows. I've already had these conversations with her. I made these comments to her. What I'm telling you right now in the air is nothing that she hasn't heard, even in the past week.
Okay, listen, it's very simple. She doesn't have to get why anything that you do. She has to respect it and just and deal with it. It's compromising her
relationship. My girlfriend is a fitness fanatic. She works out. Almost every single day of the week. Almost. Sometimes she'll take one day off.
I got to be honest. I envy people who enjoy doing that.
Me too. I wish I had.
It was life-changing for her.
I wish I enjoyed it.
Yeah. And I don't. I wish I did too, but I don't. The idea of it makes me sick.
I have to go to the gym tomorrow, and I'm already like trying to figure out excuses in my mind to get out of
it. I look at the steps when I'm going to bed, and I'm just like, do I have to? Can I just sleep?
Really?
Remember when we bought the house in Sickleville? I was fucking thrilled that it was a rancher.
I know. Did you say ranch? No, but I mean, I dread the idea of doing something she does. She does like kickboxing and like boot camp and like hot yoga and all kinds of crazy shit.
It's just not fun.
And she's always like, she drops subtle hints every, you should do this with me. You want me to die? you know what hot yoga is? It's basically cooking humans in a room.
You wouldn't be able to do hot yoga.
No.
No.
Let me tell you something.
You should go and eat one of them.
Let me tell you this. Not hot yoga, dude. What are you talking about? No. Let me tell you something. My life, my every day, there's one section of my day, it's like hot yoga where I'm sweating like a pig. I don't need to be doing that on purpose, you know?
Yeah.
But there's like other things too that she does. And it's just like, yeah, I don't, you know, and then she'll say like, she'll drop it down to my like loser level. She'd be like, oh, let's go walk in the park, which I know she'd rather run because she's a runner. She does these mini marathons. I know one day she's going to end up doing a real one. She's working up towards it. She's getting there. And I'm so proud of her because she's starting to become really competitive. And she should. I mean, she's fucking 5 foot nothing, 100 and nothing. She's flying. She's like Speedy Gonzalez.
Fucking hell.
But, you know, I just feel like if I go to the park, at this point now, I feel like if I'm going to the park with her, it's like the hot girl at the circus that's walking the elephant. Like around the concert.
Do you smoke cigarettes when you guys walk in the park?
No, not when I'm in the park, no. I when I get to the car.
Do you even run ever?
Do I look like I run?
No, like I can't even picture you running.
No, I have beat her in a race, in a foot race.
Did you trip her?
No. I speed like in a short sprint. I could beat her.
Okay,
I beat her. We only raced twice, and I beat her twice.
You should beat her every Sunday when she wants.
What is it like from the door of the house to the car?
No. Like when the times we were at the park, we would like from the last walking path we're on to the car. It's like it's a short distance. It's not far. I mean, it's not like 10 feet
on the football field from like, the 5 to 7.
Like, no, like 30 meters. Yards. I don't know, something like that. 30 yards, maybe. I don't know, something like that. But yeah, that's different. My legs are longer than hers. 2 strides, and I cover 4 of hers. She's so short compared to me.
Yeah.
But like outlasting me stamina-wise, oh, forget it. This girl could run until everybody else's legs fall off, and she's still running. And she doesn't even skip a beat. I've never even heard her out of breath.
Shit.
Ever.
That's impressive.
You know, I'm out of breath when I just move. I'll be like, what'd you do, hon? I just turned over.
Pulled a hamstring.
Yeah, I pulled a hammy. He's rolling over in bed. But it's amazing. And you know what? And I respect her for it, and I'm proud of her because she takes that shit seriously. But I'm not that guy that does that. And she knows that.
Yeah, that's fine.
I was fat when we met. It's not like this is a new thing, you know? It's the same thing. It's like I'm the same fucking dude. You know, it's just – you know that I'm obviously not into fitness sandwich in my mouth. That's the only fitness I'm into. But – and she actually likes eating, which is great. She can eat like a fucking horse.
It's because all that fucking working out she does.
But that's the thing, though. After she eats, she's disciplined herself. She's like, man, I ate too much junk this weekend. And then she just goes fucking, you know, double time, works out harder. It's like, I'm amazed by her. I mean, if anybody could be a motivator, it's her, because she just doesn't stop. She's like, the Energizer Bunny couldn't last as long as her. Me, I watch her run, and I'm like, I'm exhausted. I need a cigarette. You know, like, I'm pathetic.
You're like sweating.
Yeah, I'm like totally pathetic, and I'll never deny that, you know? But it's like, I respect the things she likes to do. But, and I know
but
she takes
it's something that you don't do together.
Yeah,
had
I
you
know.
Done together, you wouldn't respect it as much.
We do like doing things together.
So maybe you shouldn't watch Eagles games together anymore.
But that's my point. It's like, you know, if she said go with me on a run, like not literally the run, but like just go to like cheer her on. If I was distracting her from it or like being a nuisance to her,
she probably wouldn't want you to do it.
Exactly. That's my fucking point.
So that's what you're trying to get to, the point where she realizes it and then makes it, hey, maybe you shouldn't come over and watch the game.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I know. It sucks, too, because it eats up. Like, we don't see each other all week. We see each other only on the weekends.
Yeah, but it's just football season. It'll go back to
I know, and it's...
All right, hon, it's September. I'll see you in February.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Oh, wait, no, they have a bye week.
Yeah, we could fit one weekend in there. You know, the Eagles play Sunday night this week, you know, so I'm thinking, I'm like, all right, so I should probably jet.
Take off like 6, 7 o'clock.
Yeah, you know, get home just in time to, you know, get
ready.
Watch
the game and then you can pass out.
Watch the game, go to bed, you know. But I don't know. It's not acceptable in her world.
She needs to budge a little.
It's not about budging. It's just she doesn't believe. She doesn't agree with my point of view.
She doesn't have to agree. She doesn't have to believe.
She thinks I'm out of my mind thinking that she's not a fan, that she's not into it. She doesn't get it.
She's not like a dude. She's not into it like a dude.
Right.
Like, she's not, like, you would have more
she's
fun.
All about, she's all about going out to the supermarket and getting cool, like, game time snacks, like buffalo chicken dip or, you know, something like that. You
she's
know,
a fan of the party.
Exactly. She's
all girls are. Why do you think, like guys will say, oh, how could you date that girl? She's a Cowboys fan. No, she's not. She's a fan of the fucking atmosphere. She just happens
there
to like it.
There are girls out there that do.
Very few are actually sports fans.
Yeah.
Most of them are just a fan of the party.
Right. Yeah. It bothers me.
Look at the Philly Stadium.
Bunch of posers.
Perfect example. Look at the Philly
Flyers.
Stadium. Flyers are different. Flyers sell out every night. Look at the Philly Stadium. When they were winning,
okay. You, were saying
you couldn't get a ticket.
No, right. You couldn't.
Now that they stink, you can go 5 minutes before the game and get fucking five rows off the field.
I thought you were talking about the hot girls,
no,
the groupies.
No.
That's what
they used to. When the Phillies were good, they would pussy would pack that stadium. Now that they stink, girls don't even know who the baseball team in Philly is now.
Right.
Girls aren't fans of the sport; they're fans of the atmosphere of the party,
and the athletes.
Which is cool because
the athletes.
Because
I
would
there's
prefer
a hot
to
guy
date
on
a girl.
The team.
That doesn't like sports. Good, the Eagles are on. Go hang out with your friends.
Right. Yeah, like when she has shit to do while the Eagles are playing, it's like, you know, there's a few, quite
it's
a few
Christmas
games.
It's like Christmas morning.
Mm-hmm.
I hate to say it, and I'm not trying to be a dick. Like,
no, I get it, dude.
I'm like so excited because I know what I'm getting. You know, like I know what to expect. I got full 100% focused attention on the game. No outside interference. No phone ringing. No noises, no questions, no nothing. And it's like I hate to say this, but you know when I really, you know when I really enjoy watching, how I really enjoy watching it most? By myself in front of the TV
and
with
you should
nobody
do it
around.
It's your life. Make yourself
would
happy.
You,
I think I've grown accustomed to that.
I don't want to say get in trouble, but would she bitch at you if you wore headphones while you were watching the game?
No, I don't think so. I just think she'd think it's like weird.
Because you can listen to the game.
Yeah, but I'm not going to go buy headphones.
You have headphones.
Well, you need to buy them. They're on your head.
Where the fuck am I going to plug them into?
Your phone.
My phone? I can't get the game on my phone.
You don't get NFL Mobile on your phone?
I don't have it.
Oh, you have AT&T. I don't know. I don't know what they have. Verizon, I can listen to any game I want to.
Oh, no, not me.
Yeah.
No, not me. No, I tried to pull up Marilyn Mike. Oh,
no, that's why. Yeah, CBS Radio blocks that shit out.
Yeah, I was like, what is bullshit? They're playing a replay of. I'm like, what the fuck is this? Because I don't want to hear these idiots on TV.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I got to hear Phil Simms or Chris Collins, I'm fucking got to choke myself out. You know, I don't mind Troy Aikman as much. He's okay.
It's amazing.
I know.
That's the announcers nowadays are so
even
bad.
Even Moose isn't bad.
I don't mind Troy Aikman.
Listen, man, as an announcer, he knows his shit. He's good, you know. But I can't deal with, you know, the headphone thing. To be honest with you, it's making me uncomfortable.
It would make your point.
Yeah, but it would make me uncomfortable. I'm doing something else to lose a comfortable factor. I hate wearing headphones for the show. You know, we all sit there like, our fucking ears are, you know, whatever. I don't want to wear them for a fucking 3.5 hour game. Fuck that. Why should I have to? You know, it's stupid.
It's probably never going to change.
Probably not.
So get used to
it. But that's the thing, miss. And basically, that's exactly what I've been doing. Because even though I think in my mind, all right, this is the week I'm going to stay home. It's not.
It's not because you probably miss her and you want to spend time with her.
You know, you got
to
do.
I need to get some booty.
You know, you got to do. You got to move in with her.
She'll probably leave you alone.
You'll get all that quality time during the week, and then you go out for the games.
Did you just hear what I said? I like watching the games at home.
Yeah, but you could watch
myself.
You could watch them in your room or something.
Yeah.
Where no one else is, like your own personal bedroom. Instead
yeah, we'd have to get
room.
She only has cable on one TV in the house.
Move the box then.
No, we can't move the box. It's the way everything's hooked up. We can't.
Why? Can't means you don't want to.
No. First of all, it's not my house. I don't have the authority.
Ask.
They're not going to let me fight. Are you kidding me? So what? They're going to stay downstairs and not watch TV?
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense to move the box.
Make
they can
any
just go
sense.
Upstairs and talk.
Right, exactly. Like, why do I do it? Why am I doing all
the fucking
work?
I mean, what kind of sense does that make?
Because you're the one that doesn't want to just tell them to shut up.
Well, I can't tell them to shut up. It's their fucking house. You know, like.
You can't tell them to shut up, but you can take their cable box upstairs with you.
No, I really can't.
Obviously.
I can't.
It doesn't make any sense to do it. They would just go upstairs.
You don't understand. There's no cable upstairs. They have to have someone come out.
They don't have an outlet?
Yes. There's no point in me doing any of that shit. That's what I mean. It's like, they're like Amish. Cable on one TV. And I told my girlfriend, I was like, tell your sister to fucking call the cable company, have someone come out here. And do what's necessary, and I will give her the money for you to have cable upstairs. Because it's not just for you, it's for me too. I bought her a nice TV for Christmas a couple years ago. I hung it up on the wall. It's ready to go. You know?
Still has a bit powered on yet.
No, it is. It's got a built-in DVD player, so we watch movies once in a blue moon. Like, last movie we watched was Private Parts.
Nice.
It's like, yeah, nice, but I mean, you know, it's like, this is bullshit. I want to surf
like
some channels, man. It just sucks. It's like, you know, I'm stuck watching the downstairs TV and only the downstairs TV, and I basically don't have control over the guest list. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, who can come in and who can't. And it sucks for me. It's like, all right.
It does suck.
And I remember all them years I used to go over your brother's house with you guys, watch the games. It was great because we all had a similar goal. Watch our team kick the shit out of the other team, you know, and have fun and laugh and all that other shit while it was going on and after. But now it's like I'm in like a funeral watching my games because I'm just like, I'm a zombie. Like, you know, hoping that – the silence washes over me.
Oh my God. You know? Bob.
I'm going to get so fucking killed for this.
Maybe something good will come out of it.
Yeah, maybe she'll shut the fuck up on Sundays.
Yeah, maybe she'll break up with me tonight. Yeah. So, anyway. All right. I'm exhausted. My voice is going.
It is going. It's going.
It's dry.
Bye, nigga!
You have a white ass tongue.
Thank you.
Welcome. Are we going out?
Yeah,
going
let's
on?
Go out.
Okay. All right, thanks for listening. We'll be back next week. Don't forget to go on ridecast.com/jerseyjerks and donate some money.
Yay.
Bye.
All right.
Bon voyage, motherfucker.
This concludes our broadcast day. Click.